This podcast is part of the Erotica Podcast Network, which includes the Erotica Podcast, Erotica Sci-Fi and Fantasy, Erotica Loving Wives, as well as a premium Erotica Taboo Podcast, which contains more intense sexual themes. You can access the Taboo Podcast on Spotify or support the other free Erotica podcasts on Patreon, which will allow us to continue providing free content, as well as this gives members the ability to request future stories with themes of their choice. Links for everything are in the podcast description. This podcast contains mature content and is intended for an adult audience only. It contains explicit words, thoughts, and ideas. The content of all stories is fiction, with any similarities to real people or events being purely coincidental. This podcast is not intended for anything but entertainment of the listener, and if you do not agree with the themes listed in the tags, please do not listen to the story. All characters engaging in sexual relationships or activities are 18 years old or older. This story was found on a free website and brought to audio form here. I did not write and take no credit for this story. Please visit the link in the comments to further support this author. The Bimbo App Part 3 by MyPaname 3000. The Bimbo App 11, Managing the Horny Bimbos. Eric Murphy. I needed 13 bimbo crystals right now. I didn't have the money for them. Whatever money both Barbie was making street walking and Mrs. Juarez was making right now as she serviced two boys through the glory holes in the stall wouldn't show up for me for hours. When they had completed their mission, I would collect their reward. My screen flashed with the warning, jealous husband approaching. Coach Juarez approached. He must have heard something about his wife in here. Most of the boys using her had followed her from her classroom, so they knew who was in there. They were talking about it so much as they waited their turns to go in. How could I get the money to bury the crystals I needed for the cuckolding perk? My heart pounded in my chest. I had to think. I needed to figure this out right now. Fuck. How did he get her to do this? I heard a guy asking. My eyes widened. I ripped up my boxers and jeans. I fumbled to zip up as I threw open the stall door and came face to face with all the guys. They stared at me, some in recognition, some in confusion. I gripped my app. I needed, how many? It was so hard to think. Who wants their own bimbo like her? I asked them. I made her do it, and the first five of you guys to say yes will get the referral link. The guys all started shouted. I copied the link and put in the first number. I would get 3 bimbo crystals per referral. I knew this wasn't going to stay private forever. It was one reason I had to shift Mrs. Juarez away from the school and into more profitable places. I sent out the first link. The second link. Install them right now, I cried. Because those links expire very quick. Right, the first guy said. Then I was sending it to the third guy, who I heard another number from, the fourth. Then the fifth. My stomach churned as I switched back to the app. Other guys were shouting at me. Begging for it. I just cared about the red warning flashing on my screen and the fact I had only 7 bimbo crystals. My crystals shot up to 10. A huge wave of relief washed through me. They were installing them. The guy who had darted out of the bathroom right away. My heart pounded as my count went to 13. Another guy chortled and fled from the room. 16 crystals. Come on, I muttered. The door to the bathroom burst open. Coach Juarez stood the way. He looked pissed. What are all you little shits doing in here? Where's my wife? 19 crystals. Everyone went quiet and stared down at their feet. The sounds of the boys groaning in the stalls and the wet suckles of his wife were so loud in the sudden silence that had descended on the boys' bathroom. Coach Juarez saw me. Shit. I muttered and back into the stall. I was one short. That last idiot had to install right now. My heart pounded in my chest. You. The coach roared. He was a short but compact Latin man. He had a thick mustache and looked like he could bench press any one of us. Out of the way! I backed up more into the stall and bumped into Tina. My bimbo girlfriend squealed and hugged me from behind. Behind her, Mrs. Juarez serviced two boys, happily sucking away at them. The coach stalked at me as the students melted out of his way. He reached the entrance to the stall, his face a mask of rage. He grabbed the front of my shirt as he peered past me to see his wife on her hands and knees, naked and moaning. The stall divider to the left rattled as one student fucked her cunt. She nursed on another cock that was clearly in view thrust the hole. Esmeralda, he growled. What did you little shits do to my wife? Huh? I know you, Eric. You're the little creep that's always staring at her tits. I know about it. She's... My phone vibrated in my hand. Told me all about you. Thought you were harmless, but you're not, are you, little shit? I glanced down at my phone. I had 22 crystals. I tapped the flashing warning. I saw the bright yes and I hit it without thought, my heart racing. I stared into Coach Juarez's eyes, seeing the murder in them. Calmness. There's my wife, he said, letting me go. Yeah, I gotta watch her work. To my shock and horror, he pushed into the stall, shoving me and Tina against the wall, and shoved down his shorts. He grabbed his hardening cock. I love to watch her work. Suck that cock, baby. He moaned as his wife kept sucking on the dick. She nursed on that student's cock in her mouth while the stall wall kept shuddering from the other student fucking her. Coach Juarez polished his pole, just so eager to witness his wife cuckolding him now. I sighed in relief as my bimbo girlfriend quivered behind me. She held me tight, clearly excited by this whole mess. She squirmed against me. It was a delicious moment to feel her squirming against me. I could think. Guys were laughing at the coach. You're getting off on your wife servicing us off at the glory hole. One student shouted. Coach Juarez. You're such a cuck.
I am.
The coach moaned, pumping away at his cock. Yes, yes, look at how beautiful my Esmeralda is. She's my Esmeralda now. I said to the guy jerking off. I was feeling more and more uncomfortable at how close I was to the man spanking his monkey. Don't come on her. And if you want to enjoy her, you'll have to pay her. What had I said for Mr. Waters? Oh, right. 100 to get a blowjob, 500 to fuck her pussy, and 1,000 for anal. That sounds so fair. Groaned the husband as he stroked his dick. Shit, 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 I'll pay. Payday's Friday. Good. I said and grabbed Tina. I pulled my naked bimbo girlfriend to me and pushed out into the crowd of boys. I didn't want to stick around in here. It was going to get crazy. The guys were all eager. A few stared at Tina with hunger in their eyes. She slapped away a few hands as I pushed through the crowd of boys eager to line up and fuck the teacher. There were so many of them. Word must be spreading through the school. That was good. I wanted to make some money. I wanted to make Mrs. Mayers into my 7th bimbo. I broke out into the hallway. I spotted one of the guys that I had given the bimbo app to. He stood outside a classroom door. He was trembling, working up the nerve. His phone gripped in his hand. The nerdy guy glanced at me and jumped. Then he saw Tina clinging to me. His eyes ran over my naked redhead girlfriend. He glanced down at her shaved pussy. She must have my cum running down her thighs after dumping a load in her in the bathroom watching Mrs. Juarez work. It really works. He breathed and threw open the door to the classroom. Gina! You're mine! The teacher shouted in anger as the other students gasped in surprise. The nerd went right up to a blonde girl I had seen around campus, but she was in the year ahead of me, so I didn't really know her name. She was a gorgeous one with long, tan legs. He aimed the phone at her.
Ugh, what are you doing, you?
The sneer on her lips melted into joy.
Yay. Yay. I love you.
She threw her arms around his neck and kissed him with such passion. The nerd kept his arms to the side for a moment, shocked. He probably hadn't really thought it worked. Now he had her. She kissed him with such passion. I wished him well with his bimbo. School was about to be so crazy. I glanced at Tina.
Let's get out of here.
Sure, Eric.
She cooed.
I love you too. Just like Gina does him.
Ooh.
She threw her arms around my neck and kissed me with such passion. Her lips melted to mine. She pressed her naked body against mine. I wanted her badly, I ached for her. And I thought about my bimbos back at home. I was a little worried about my mom, sister, and Mrs. Waters. I locked them in the house and told them to make sure they cleaned and eat and didn't spend all their time having sex, but they might have. I broke the kiss with Tina. She clung to me as I headed us out of the school. I really didn't care if I got in trouble for skipping. This school was about to be a lost cause. It wouldn't be long before enough guys got the app and they started snagging the girls. Anyone could get 2 bimbos for free. And those with some money would spend it to get that 3rd. Maybe even a 4th. And if they figured out how to make money at it. Damn, my bimbos might have real competition. Keep it all to myself, and I could make so much money, but the referral system had pushed me over the hump. I thought about this as we left the school behind. Maybe I should relocate my bimbos to a more bimbo-free place. Something to consider, but only after I had Mrs. Mayers. I wanted her so much. I just hoped no one got her before me. 729 bimbo crystals was so much. I glanced over at the Best Western Inn. I didn't see Barbie on her corner, so she must be in a room getting fucked right now. I smiled as I stared at the cars and a pickup truck parked before the rooms. Which one belonged to the guy fucking her? The pickup truck had a curious bumper sticker, "Proud father of a cheerleader." That made me grin. What if her customer was a guy with a cheerleader for a father? That was why he had hired Barbie. So he could finally fuck one of those hot chicks. My dick twitched in my pants. I wanted to burst in and find out, but Barbie was making money for me. My bimbo cheerleader was quite the enthusiastic anal slut. I soon reached my street. Tina was humming. Then she giggled.
I know this place. We live here.
Yuppers.
Right, right?
I was so confused where we were.
But now.
This is home.
Which one?
I asked her as we approached her house. We had grown up on the same street.
It's further down.
Yuppers.
She bounced up and down.
I live with you. You're my boyfriend, and I'm your girlfriend, and I love you so much.
She squealed and clung to me. I knew she had a huge smile on her face without even looking. I could feel her joy. All the bimbos were just so happy with their lives. And so were the cuckolds married to them. That was what the app did. It spread happiness. I was so thrilled with my 6 bimbos. I was having just an amazing life.
There's our housey house, Tina said.
She smiled at me.
I want to live here and have your babies and make your home. I'll be a homemaker.
She paused.
But you already have a home. How can I be a homemaker if there's already a home?
A perplexed and confused look washed over her face. She concentrated so hard, furrowing her brow.
Because you'll just be that amazing at it.
I told her.
That you'll keep making this home over and over again.
Yay.
You're so smarty, Eric. I love that you're smarty and handsome and have a big dick and are so smarty. And I love that you're such a dummy.
I told her, grabbing her butt cheek and squeezed it.
Just my bimbo slut with a cute ass and a tight cunt.
She was so happy as we reached the porch.
I thrust my key into the lock and twisted it. I opened the door to the overwhelming aroma of hot pussy. It filled the air. Juicy cunt abounded. I would have to crack a window. My three bimbos I was worried about were daisy chaining on the floor of the living room. They had been watching a soap opera that was currently in the middle of its melodrama. I rolled my eyes at the sight of Mom, Cherry, and Mrs. Waters all happily munching each other's pussy. Cherry ripped her head from Mom's cunt and lifted it.
Big brother's home. Yippers.
She bounded to her feet, breaking the chain, and rushed over to me and Tina. My little sister threw her arms around my neck and kissed me with Mom's tart juices soaking her lips. I loved the taste, my arms going around my sister and squeezing both her butt cheeks. I held them tight. I needed them as she squirmed against me. She was such a cutie. I loved this so much. She groaned, her tongue thrusting into my mouth as her big boobs pressed against my shirt. I loved the way her nipples poked at me.
Oh, honey bunny, you're home,
Mom said. I broke the kiss with Cherry to have Mom rushing up, her big boobs bouncing too. Her blonde hair swayed around her face. She pushed against me, too, shifting Cherry to the side. Mom kissed me with lips coated in Mrs. Waters's tart cunt cream. I savored that delight. I made out with my mother.
Mommy! Mommy!
Tina shouted.
I'm going to be a homemaker and make this home oh, so many times.
Yay! Yay!
Her mother, Mrs. Waters, cried. They came together in a passionate kiss, too, their naked bodies pressed tight. I loved the incestuous sight. Having two sets of mothers and daughters in my harem was amazing. And the fact that a set of them were my mother and sister just made it hotter. I loved the bimbo app. So many guys were missing out if they didn't make their own mothers into bimbos at the very least. And if they had sisters, they should be snagging them before some other guy does and turns their mothers into whores. I broke the kiss with Mom, staring at my two bimbos.
I have a great idea. Why don't you two strip me naked?
Yes, big brother has the awesomesty plans.
I love you them, mommy.
Cherry jumped up and down.
Purr.
She grabbed my shirt and pulled it up my body. I thrust my arms in the air to let her as Mom started unfastening my jeans. She had such a wicked gleam in her blue eyes. An empty-headed lust for me. Wanton and pure. That was what I loved most about the bimbos. They were all such sluts, but innocent sluts. They were somehow untouched by their deviant thoughts. They wanted to have their bodies ravished, but it wasn't ever shameful to them. They held nothing back. That was so amazing about them. I loved that. Cherry had my shirt off, her big boobies swaying. She was a master of giving a tit-a-fuck with those tits. That was a lot of fun. My dick was so hard as Mom shoved off my boxers and briefs. She fell to her knees to help me step out of them. I lost my shoes in the process. She opened her mouth and sucked on my cock. I groaned as she nursed on me. My mother's warm mouth sealed around my dick. It was such a wonderful welcome home to have Mom nursing on me. She loved me with that hot mouth. I savored what she did to me even as I enjoyed my little sister. I hadn't eaten pussy in a while. So I slowly sank to the floor, Mom sucking on me the entire way down. She kept her lips wrapped around my dick, moving with me.
Fuck, you're amazing, Mom.
I groaned as she kept nursing on me. I settled on my back, my dick twitching in her hot mouth.
Just fantastic.
She groaned around my dick and kept suckling on me.
Cherry, come sit on my face.
I groaned as I savored the fantastic pleasure of Mom's mouth working up and down my dick.
Yay.
Squealed my little sister. She darted over, straddled me, and fell to her knees.
Big brother is the best. Eat my kitty pussy. Purr.
She planted her sweet pussy right on my mouth. Her shaved cum lips kissed my face. I groaned as her juices poured into my mouth. She was so wet. I flicked my tongue through my little sister's folds, savoring the taste of her. She moaned as she squirmed on my face. She wiggled her hips back and forth. I tongued her, lapping at her delicious folds. She gasped, her butt cheeks clenching before my face while she squirmed on me.
Ooh, mommy,
gasped Cherry.
Big brother's licky at my cunny kitty.
Mom just suckled hard and fast on my cock. She nursed with such passion on my dick. I groaned into my little sister's twat. I licked her with passion, savoring the taste of her sweet twat. Pleasure swept through me from Mom's blowjob. She was so good at sucking my dick. I loved every second of her nursing on me like that. She worked her mouth up and down my cock with that hot mouth, her tongue dancing around me. My nuts twitched and ached.
That's so hotty to watchy,
squealed Tina.
Look, mommy. Look. I can eat pussy just like that. I'm so goody at it.
Then you should do it,
Mrs. Waters gasped.
You should licky pussy and be so goody at it. Yes, mommy,
Tina moaned. I heard knees hit the carpet, then Mrs. Waters moaned in delight. I knew Tina was licking at her mother's cunt. That was hot. I tongued my sister's pussy. The more pleasure my mother gave me, the more I delivered to my sister's delicious twat. I stroked through the bimbo cutie snatch. I brushed her clit and her silky folds before plunging my tongue into her depths. She tried to purr like a cat as I stirred around in her pussy. I churned her up as Mom bobbed her head. Her hunger swelled the pressure in my nuts. I rose toward that moment of eruption, just aching to explode into her mouth. My hands balled into fists from the force of her sucking. She nursed on me with such passion while I stirred my sister's cunt up with my tongue. Cherry arched her back, her cute rump clenching before my eyes.
Purr!
She cooed.
Big brother's tongue is so naughty and goody and wildy in my pussy.
Just stirring it all up.
Yippee.
So is my cutie daughter, Mrs. Waters moaned. She's such a goody daughter.
Yeah.
I groaned into Cherry's pussy. She is. Tina's an amazing daughter. Tina squealed her delight into her mother's cunt. This was the life. Having bimbos around to please me. I shuddered as Mom worked her mouth up and down my cock. She suckled with passion on my dick. She worked her mouth up and down my cock. My nuts twitched and throbbed. I loved the way that her mouth worked up and down my cock. It was such a delight to have her nursing on me like that. She bobbed her head, bringing me closer and closer to erupting. Closer and closer to spurting blast after blast of cum into her mouth. She worked that hot mouth up and down my dick. She suckled on me with such passion. I groaned into my sister's pussy as the pressure ached at the tip of my cock. I suckled on her clit.
Big brother!
She squealed.
Purr!
I nibbled on her clit as she squirmed her pussy on my face. She ground it back and forth. I loved the feel of her doing that. It was such a naughty thrill. I loved this so much. My tongue flicked round her pearl as Mom suckled hard on me. Mom's tongue danced around the crown of my dick. I groaned around my sister's clit, about to burst. My little sister's cute rump clenched before me. She squealed in delight as she threw back her head. Her blonde hair danced.
Big brother rules!
Yay!
Her pussy juices gushed sweet into my mouth. I groaned as I gulped down her pussy cream as Mom's sucking mouth sent me over the edge. The pressure in my nuts exploded. Ecstasy shot through me as I unloaded my cum into Mom's mouth. I pumped blast after blast of jizz into the bimbo's hungry mouth. She gulped down my cum. She moaned around my dick as I spurted again and again. I growled into my little sister's pussy. I licked at her, cunt cream running down my face. She bucked on me as she enjoyed her pleasure too.
Cummies are the besties!
She squeezed.
Yes, yes, yes!
Mrs. Waters moaned.
Cummies are the bestest best besties!
Yay!
She moaned, her big boobs smacking together. I loved the fleshy sound of their impact as I licked and lapped at my sister's pussy. I groaned, pumping more and more of my cum into Mom's mouth. I flooded her with everything that I had. She swallowed it, groaning around my dick. The pleasure shot through me. I hit that amazing peak. I erupted a final time into my mom's mouth. I groaned into my little sister's twat. My body melted into euphoria. I reveled in the bliss of that blowjob. My little sister slipped off my face. I licked at my lips as she panted. She stared down at me, this big grin on her face. She leaned over and peppered my face in kisses as she squealed her happiness. I smiled as Mom kept sucking on my dick. I glanced over at Tina kneeling there, her face buried in her mom's pussy as she licked out all the cum from that snatch. A shiver ran through me. My girlfriend had come running out of her cunt. She needed to be cleaned up.
Mom, if you want more cum, there's lots in Tina's pussy,
I said. Mom ripped her mouth off my dick and gasped.
Yay.
I love your cummies. They're the bestest. Oh, you're such an amazing and awesome-y son, Eric. Love you.
I grinned at her as she turned and crawled toward Tina. My bimbo girlfriend pulled her face from her mother's pussy and turned around to my mom. A big grin spread on her face as she spread her legs wide and leaned back on her rump.
Mrs. Waters, go and 69 with Cherry,
I said as I stared at my mom's blonde bush dripping with excitement. She had a pussy specialized in pleasuring dicks. I wanted to just ram into her hard.
Yay.
Mrs. Waters gasped, the brunette MILF darting over to my sister. I sat up and moved behind my mother who had begun her feast. She buried her head into Tina's pussy and licked at her. She lapped with hunger at the girl's cunt, gathering up my cum in the process. Tina squealed and fell down on her back, her head right before the entertainment system. I snagged the remote and turned off the soap opera. I didn't need to see that while I was fucking my mom. I tossed the remote to the side and pressed my cock into my mother's blonde curls. I slid through her delicious bush and found the lips of her juicy cunt. I loved slamming my cock into the bimbo pussy that birthed me.
Ooh, that's so goody great.
Mom groaned as my cock buried to the hilt in her warm, wet, and juicy pussy. Her cunt clenched down on me in this exciting and massaging way.
My son's dicky is in me. Woot.
Tina squealed.
Fuck your mommy's hottie-twatty hard.
I winked at my bimbo girlfriend and drew back my cock. Mom's hot cunt gripped me in such an amazing way. It was hard to describe, but her pussy walls just knew how to massage a cock with more skill than other bimbos. I loved it. I thrust to the hilt in Mom's cunt, my nuts slapping into her taint. The sound echoed through the room. I loved that sound. It was an incredible thrill to pump away at her cunt. I fucked her twat, ramming to the hilt in her incestuous snatch. She moaned into Tina's pussy. She licked at my bimbo girlfriend's twat, her head moving. I loved watching Mom's head moving and blonde hair shifting as she feasted on that sloppy cunt. I gripped Mom's hips, fucking her.
Damn.
I groaned, savoring that hot delight around my dick.
You're going to get so much cum firing into you, Mom!
She moaned louder, her twat gripping my dick with such force. She held me tight. I loved the feel of her around me. It was an incredible rush to have her gripping me like that. I pumped away at her snatch. I fucked her twat with such force. My hands slid up her sides as she moaned into Tina's twat. I found my mother's heavy boobs. I gripped those lush mounds. I held them tight, savoring their fullness. It was comforting to grip my mom's boobs like this. Just such a wonderful experience. I thrust away at her cunt. I fucked her pussy hard and fast. I plowed into her again and again. I hammered her with such force. She groaned, squeezing her snatch around me.
Shit, mom!
I groaned.
Yes, yes, fuck your hottie mommy with your biggie dicky.
Tina cheered.
Yay.
So goody great to have my big son's biggie dicky in me.
Mom cooed, her hot pussy clamping down so hard on me. She massaged me with her taboo flesh.
I'll make you come, come, cummy come.
I know.
I groaned, the heat building and building in my nuts as they slapped away at her taint. I fucked into her hard and fast. I buried to the hilt in her.
Jesus, I'm going to flood you with so much cum, mom.
Yay.
She squeezed her twat around my cock as she wiggled her hips from side to side. Tina whimpered, squirming on the ground. Mom must be doing a pretty good job at eating my bimbo girlfriend's cunt. I loved watching Tina squirm. Her round boobs jiggled as she writhed on her back. She moaned and gasped. Her back arched as her thighs squeezed about Mom's head, holding her in place. It was quite the sight to behold. I grinned, savoring it as plowed into Mom's juicy twat.
Mrs. Mommy.
Whimpered Tina. That was new.
Oh, Mrs. Mommy. Ooh, ooh, you're making me feel oh so goody yummy. I'm gonna just burst and drown you with all my pussy juices.
Mmm, pussy juices are so nummy.
Mom clenched her cunt down on me, the pressure swelling at the tip of my cock.
Cummies, Tina.
Cummies hard.
Mom nursed. She must be sucking on my bimbo girlfriend's pussy. Tina gasped. Her back arched again. Those cute tits of hers bounced. She tossed her head from side to side. She quivered there, her breasts jiggling.
Oh, Mrs. Mommy.
She moaned.
Oh, Mrs. Mommy, yay.
My bimbo girlfriend bucked as she came on my mother's lips. I loved that. I slammed into Mom's cunt as Tina trembled on the ground. Her head tossed, her red hair dancing. She quivered through all that delight.
Yummy nummy cummies!
Mom squealed as I buried my cock to the hilt in her juicy cunt. Her pussy went wild. I groaned as her hot cunt convulsed around my dick. She nursed at me with that hot twat. It was an incredible rush to have her suckling at me. She nursed with such passion on my dick. I loved every second of it. She felt amazing. It was awesome to have her cunt rippling around me. I buried to the hilt in her, squeezing her big, soft boobies. Her hot and taboo twat rippled around me, so close to just making me erupt into her.
Fuck!
I groaned and erupted. I pumped blast after blast of cum into her pussy. I flooded Mom's writhing snatch with my incestuous seed. I shuddered, throwing back my head. It was so wonderful to have her twat spasming around my dick. She suckled at me.
Yes!
I groaned, savoring that hot passion. I loved the way her cunt rippled around me.
My big son's yummy cummies!
Mom moaned into Tina's cunt. Mom's pussy suckled at me. She nursed with such passion as I kept unloading in her cunt. I flooded her with my spunk. I erupted over and over again. I smiled as the pleasure rushed through me. It swept through my body. My mind quivered. I groaned as she wrung me dry.
Fuck, Mom.
I panted as I fired the last of my cum into her cunt. Behind me, my sister and Mrs. Water squealed in delight. I pulled my cock out of Mom's cunt and rose. I loved this so much. I moved back to the couch. I sank down it, watching my sister and Mrs. Waters writhing together in their climax. My dick swayed, soaked in Mom's pussy juices. Mom lifted her head from between Tina's thighs and turned around to look at me. She was so happy, her face soaked in pussy cream. A big smile shone on her lips. She quivered there, big boobs jiggling, her cunt full of my cum. It was so amazing that I had this power over her. I loved this so much. I glanced at Mrs. Waters. She was on top of my sister. The slut's ass quivered. My dick throbbed. I wanted me some hot ass. I could enjoy it too. I could tell her to come over here and sit her asshole right on my dick.
Mrs. Waters,
I said.
I need to have your asshole on my dick. I want you to ride my cock with your hot bowels. You're such a slut, you should be more than able to do that. I'm a pole dancing bimbo slut.
She squealed and lifted her face from between my sister's thighs. The bimbo turned and rose. Her big boobs hurried over to me. She spun around and shook her plump rump at me.
I'll dance on your biggie pole, Eric.
Yay.
I gripped my wet dick as she sank down on me. I aimed my cock to slip it between her butt cheeks and find her anal sheath. A wave of heat washed through me at that. I shuddered as her asshole pushed on my cock. She squealed as she pushed and pushed down on it.
Fuck.
I groaned.
Mom, go make me a sandwich. I'm going to be hungry after this. Yes, Eric, honey bunny.
Squealed Mom.
I'll make you such a nummy sandwich. It'll be the best cyst.
Yeah.
I groaned, savoring the way that Mrs. Waters shoved her anal ring down on my cock. I groaned as her asshole widened.
Fuck.
I leaned back and enjoyed her sphincter stretching open enough to swallow my pussy lube dick. I groaned at the hot and velvety bowels sliding down my cock. She moaned, her big boobs swaying as she sank her bowels down my dick. I loved seeing her tits peek out around her sides as they moved. I shuddered, loving every second of her working down and down my cock. She felt so awesome about my cock. She took every inch of me. She squealed as she shifted. She folded up first her right leg, rocking to the left, then her left leg so she was straddling me on her knees instead of squatting. Smart bimbo. It would be easier for her to ride me like this. Mrs. Waters squeezed her asshole around my dick. The MILF worked her bowels up my cock. I groaned as she did that. Mom started banging around in the kitchen. Could she make me a sandwich? I just hoped she didn't hurt herself. Fuck. I groaned as Mrs. Waters slid her asshole back down my cock. She took every inch of me once more, her butt cheeks jiggling. Her brown hair swayed around her shoulders. She gripped my cock and worked her ass up and down my cock. She felt amazing at it. Just a delicious treat to have her riding my dick. I groaned, loving her slamming her asshole down my dick. She gripped me with that amazing ass. I shuddered, savoring her anal sheath massaging my dick. She worked that tight asshole up and down my cock over and over again. I loved that so much. I savored that heat as she plunged it down my dick. It was an absolute delight to have her riding me. I shuddered, savoring the ecstasy of her bowels massaging my dick. She worked her anal sheath up and down my cock. She made me feel amazing.
That's it.
I groaned, sliding my hands around her body. I cupped her big boobs.
Ride my dick.
I am. She squealed.
My tidy asshole is working up and down your thicky dicky. Ooh, ooh, your cock is goody great in my bowels. Oh, yes, yes, yes. Ride him, mommy.
Cheered Tina.
Ride him and fuck him and make him cummy. I love him so much, mommy. I'm going to be his homemaker. Did you know that?
No. Gasped Mrs. Waters, who had forgotten her daughter had already told her. Well, Tina had also forgotten that.
But that's so wondrous, honey. Ooh, ooh, like Eric's thicky dicky in my booty.
Cherry clapped as I groaned. I loved every second of the MILF's hot asshole working up and down my dick. She gripped me. Held me with that hot flesh. I groaned with every second of this heat melting down to my balls. I savored every last wondrous second of that hot asshole massaging me. My nuts swelled with the pressure as the bimbo MILF rode me. I squeezed and kneaded her big and soft tits. She moaned as she fucked her asshole down my dick.
Shit, yes.
I groaned.
Oh shit, that's so good. That's so fucking great. Just keep riding me like that. Damn, that's good. That's really, really good. It's super duper awesomey good.
She gasped, her asshole gripping me.
I'm gonna come on your huge dicky, Eric.
I shot my hand down her stomach and found her thick bush. I rubbed through her curls to find her pussy lips. I rubbed at her wet cunt. She gasped, her anal she squeezing down hard around my cock as she fucked me. I loved it. I kneaded her big boobs as she rode my dick with her tight asshole. Mrs. Waters moaned as she did it. Her anal sheath worked down my cock. She massaged me. It was so fantastic. I loved every second of it.
Yes.
I groaned as she squeezed her bowels around me. I loved this passion. I savored it so much. She gripped me with her anal sheath. She massaged me with her hot asshole.
Make me come, Mrs. Waters. Make me come with that fine asshole. I will.
She squealed as she plunged her bowels down me, my fingers rubbing at her juicy twat.
So hard. You'll just flood me with all your cummies. And I'll come. And you'll come.
Yay. Yay.
My sister and Tina cheered. I shuddered, savoring that hot asshole working up and down my dick. It was perfect. This was just an amazing moment. I loved every second of that amazing asshole gripping me. I shuddered, enjoying myself so much. I would have such a big burst of pleasure. My nuts tightened as she impaled her asshole down my cock. She squeezed about my bowels and slid back up me. She held me in that tight embrace. I groaned as she reached the pinnacle of my cock. She plunged down me.
Fuck!
I groaned as I rubbed at her clit. I massaged her bud as she clenched her anal sheath around my dick. My left hand squeezed her boob as I diddled her clit. She whimpered, her head tossing. I knew she was close. So was I. I ached to come in her bowels.
Yes.
She moaned.
Yes, yes, yes. So goody good. Eric.
Her anal sheath went wild around my cock. Pussy cream gushed out and bathed my hand. I rubbed at her folds, loving the feel of her bowels spasming around my dick. Her hot flesh massaged me. Another orgasm built and built. It was an incredible rush. I surged toward that powerful eruption. I exploded into her asshole. I groaned with each blast of jizz that flooded her asshole. The pleasure slammed through me. I reveled in the heat gushing through my body. I groaned at how delicious it felt to have her anal rippling around me.
Such goody cummies in my butt,
squealed Mrs. Waters as she bucked on me.
Lucky ducky,
Cherry groaned.
Cummies, mommy, cummies,
cheered Tina. I groaned, enjoying that hot delight so much. It was a wild ride. A big smile spread on my lips as I emptied my nuts into that hot asshole. I loved every moment of it. I savored every last second of this heat rushing through me. The pleasure soaked every bit of me. I sucked in a deep breath as I spilled the last of my cum into her bowels. I brimmed with such joy. I closed my eyes, savoring this heat. It was a great moment to experience. When I opened them, Mom was standing nearby holding a plate with a sandwich. Turkey sandwich with cheese, mustard, and dill pickles on it with a pile of potato chips on the side. I grinned at the sight of them.
Thanks, Mom.
I groaned.
So you can still make a sandwich. I'm a mommy bimbo,
she said, smiling.
I lovey dove dove taking care of my son and my daughter and my other daughter and my pussy friend. Mrs. Waters, get off me so Tina can suck my dick clean of your ass,
I said.
Mom, go make sandwiches for yourself and everyone else.
Right, she said as Mrs. Waters slid off my dick. I took the plate, moaning as I enjoyed that last glide of the hot bowels. She slipped off the couch and stretched, her big boobs jiggling.
She moved out of the way for her daughter to eagerly run over, drop to her knees, and suck on my dirty dick. Tina opened her mouth wide and swallowed my cock. I groaned as she did that. She swallowed my dirty dick as I shifted the plate in my grip. Tina bobbed her mouth as I grabbed the sandwich. I was starving. I bit into the sandwich my mom made as my bimbo suckled on my dick. The pickle crunched as I savored the taste of the spicy mustard, the Swiss cheese, and the turkey. All these flavors mixed together. I groaned, savoring the sandwich and the bimbo slut sucking on my dirty dick. Tina bobbed her head as I devoured that sandwich. I devoured every bit of it in 5 big bites, just gulping it down. She moaned around my cock as I set the plate aside on the end table and snacked on the potato chips. I loved the way my bimbo girlfriend suckled on my dick. She nursed on me with passion, staring up at me with her green eyes full of love. I smiled and grabbed my phone. I had to take a picture of her like this. I snapped it. Eric's bimbo girlfriend sucks his dirty dick clean of her own mother's asshole, was the caption from the app. Fuck, how did it know that much? It was an incredible app. Then I noticed that both Mrs. Juarez and Barbie had leveled. I smiled, savoring that hot mouth sucking on my cock and polishing me clean. I clicked on Mrs. Juarez, expecting to see just one thing to upgrade her into. She had two. I blinked in surprise at the sight of deep throat specialist and pussy licking specialist. I didn't need to have a bimbo who was amazing at pussy licking, so I selected deep throat specialist. For Barbie, she only had one choice, ass-to-mouth specialist. Easy pick. I set my phone down. I grabbed another handful of chips and munched on them as I savored Tina's blowjob. She polished my pole. She suckled on me with such passion. I loved every second of her nursing on me. She brought me even closer to coming. She polished my pole with hunger, bobbing her head and working her lips up and down my cock. I licked off the salt and grease from my fingers. This was so good. Being blown while enjoying lunch was an awesome treat. Damn. I panted. My nuts tightened beneath the sucking force of my bimbo girlfriend. She loved me with all her might as I rose closer and closer to coming. I would flood her mouth with so much cum. She wanted it. Ached for it. I had my lunch, and now my bimbo girlfriend wanted hers. That thought was so hot. Fuck. I groaned and erupted into my bimbo girlfriend's mouth. I pumped spurt after spurt of cum into her mouth. I loved the way she gulped it down. She squealed as she did. The other bimbos were giggling and laughing in the kitchen. I shuddered, flooding Tina with all my jizz. She gulped it down. I loved the sounds of her swallowing it as the pleasure rushed through me. I leaned back against the couch, my eyes closing. It felt so good. All that rapture slamming into my mind made me shiver. I groaned, sleep falling on me. Shit. I groaned as I fired more and more of my cum into Tina's mouth. She suckled it all down. She nursed hard on me. I trembled, the ecstasy smothering my thoughts. I suckled in a deep breath as a warmth suffused me. This pleasant bliss hugged me as I fired the last of my cum into Tina's mouth. My stomach was full. My balls were empty. I closed my eyes and drifted down into sleep. I woke up to the sound of the front door opening. Eric! Eric! I did it! I was such a glory hole slut and my husband watched, and he jerked off and said I was sexy and hot and he wished he could fuck me, but he didn't have the money, and I swallowed so much cummies, and I had so much jizz fired in my booty and my cunny. I carambay, it was so awesome-y. I sat up to see Mrs. Juarez standing in the doorway, naked. Her big, golden brown tits swayed. She had so much jizz running down her thighs. More stained her lips and had dried on her chin. She looked like a mess. How had she even gotten here? How did she know to come here? Right, the bimbo app. Awesome. I said as I heard a heavy engine growling then turned off. You were great. Footsteps ran up then Barbie burst in sort of wearing her cheer uniform. She had the skirt, but it seemed so much shorter and her top was pulled up to show off her round boobs. They bounced as her blonde hair swayed around her tan face. Jizz dripped down her thighs too. Eric! Eric! She squealed, bouncing up and down. I was such a great prostitute for you. She said prostitute in a funny way. I sold my pussy and my booty and my mouth and my booty hole and my cunny hole and my goody hole all for you.
Yay.
Great. I said as a man then entered. A tall and muscular man in a wife beater t-shirt and blue jeans. He looked like a construction worker. He glared at me and I was so aware I was naked. I covered my dick, my cheeks burning. He was old enough to be my dad. You're the one who turned my daughter into a whore. Growled the man. Into a bimbo fucking whore. I swallowed. My phone was beeping. Maybe angry father wasn't a setting.
Yeah,
I said cautiously. I slowly stood, my heart pounding. Daddy paid to fuck me, Eric. Barbie squealed, bouncing up and down. He was my first Johnny and he fucked my pussy and my booty hole and my mouth, oh, so hard. Then he watched as other Johnnies did the same. I love he doved it so much.
How?
Mr. Crest advanced on me.
How did you do it?
Tell me.
An app,
I said.
The bimbo app.
How do I get it? A smile spread on his lips. My fucking ex-wife needs to be put in her place.
That's my mommy,
Barbie said. Daddy says she's a naughty bitch who never put out her pussy and let daddy fuck her when he wanted.
Isn't that so dummy of her?
Oh yeah, I said. Phone number. I texted him the bimbo app referral link. He turned and stalked out.
His truck started up as I gained 3 more bimbo crystals. That put me up to having 5. I smiled as he drove off. I hoped he had fun turning his bimbo wife into a slut. Now I had to find out if my 2 whores made me enough money to get Mrs. Mayer's next door. And since it was 10 after 3, it was almost time for her backyard yoga to begin. My cock throbbed hard as I glanced at my bimbos. They were dripping in cum.
You too, go take a shower.
The bimbo at 12 watching the hot MILF with his bimbos. Eric Murphy. Mrs. Juarez and Barbie, my newest bimbos, headed to the bathroom to get cleaned up. The pair giggled and held hands, just a pair of empty-headed sluts that had spent all day fucking men for money. Mrs. Juarez at the glory hole at school and Barbie walking the streets in her slutty cheerleader's uniform. Where had she even got that slutty cheerleader's outfit she was stripping off and leaving on the floor? I sank down on the couch, feeling relieved after the conversation with Barbie's father. I hadn't thought about having to deal with a pissed-off father that didn't like what I had done to his daughter. But he had enjoyed his daughter, hadn't he? He had fucked her for money. Paid me to pound his daughter's cunt. Now he had the bimbo app, too. It was spreading fast. Things were going to change in the city. It was good that I had gotten in early. I wanted to get Mrs. Mayer's next, but I needed a lot of bimbo crystals to get her. So I checked out the app to see how much they had made. Both of them had been doing different jobs. Out there being fucked for money. I checked Barbie first. I had set her to earn me more money for the sex acts she performed than Mrs. Juarez. Barbie was a streetwalker. She was targeting older men while Mrs. Juarez was working a college's bathroom glory hole. Figuring that college guys would have little money, I lowered what she charged. Barbie made $5,575 today. I smiled at that. I leaned back on the couch. That was some fucking money. More than my mother made in a month. One day of work. I grinned and would have to reward Barbie. Then I checked Mrs. Juarez and... Holy fuck. I gasped. She had made an even $10,000 in the same amount of time as Barbie. I sat there stunned. She had charged so much less for her acts, so why had she made nearly twice as much as Barbie? My eyes widened as it hit me. It was a question of volume. A streetwalker who took a guy back to her hotel room was servicing one guy at a time. And she couldn't do as many either. While Mrs. Juarez would be sucking one guy off as another was fucking her pussy or asshole. 2 boys at once with a line of them ready for more. She charged less, but she had also been used continuously during the day. That woman must have drunk so much cum and taking so much jizz in her. All while that cuckold of hers watched. Did he jerk off the entire time? It didn't matter. That gave me $15,575 in credits plus the $30 I already had. So I cashed out the $15,605 in the app for 390 bimbo crystals with $5 in credit left over. With the 5 crystals I already had, I now had 395 bimbo crystals. Which was short of the 729 crystals that I needed to get my next one. So no Mrs. Mayer's doing naked yoga for me yet. Oh well. I didn't think she was in danger of getting grabbed by any of the guys who had the bimbo app. She would be safe for a day. Tomorrow, I would definitely have the 729 crystals I needed. I checked all the levels, and my bimbos were between a half to 3/4 of the way through level 2. I couldn't wait to see what level 3 would bring. What new skills they would have. That would be exciting. The bathroom door opened and the 2 giggling bimbos came darting out all dripping wet. I rose and let them throw themselves at me. I had Barbie and Mrs. Juarez both raining me in kisses as they rubbed their wet bodies against me.
Oh, you're my pimp and I had so many Johnnies and I fucked them all and they came in me and it was so awesome-y and I love being a prostitute. It's just the bestest best. I sucked on dicks and cocks fucked my pussy and my hubby just watched and said I was super duper hottie as I loved all those boys with my cunt in my butt and my mouth and I loved it oh, so much me hermesi.
I held them to me as they both kissed me and moaned about how much fun they had as my whores. I grabbed their asses and smiled at them. My other bimbos were all giggling and hugging and kissing each other. They were all so sexy. Come on, I said. It's time for backyard yoga. I led my 2 dripping wet bimbos to the stairs. Barbie and Mrs. Juarez clung to me. They were both so affectionate, my t-shirt soaked to my chest from their wet boobs. They planted kisses on my cheeks as I squeezed their naked asses. Mrs. Juarez had a plump one while Barbie's was toned. I took them upstairs into my bedroom window. I was so ready for the show. I wanted to have the perfect view of all the fun. I had been interrupted by Cherry yesterday when I had tried to watch Mrs. Mayer's and jerk off. Now, she was giggling and making out with our mother. Mrs. Juarez, I said. I pointed to the window. You kneel right beneath there, open your mouth wide, and deep throat my cock. I love deepy throating cocks, me hermesi. She squealed. They're so yummy. I carom by. Just so delicious and biggy and feel so goody down my throat. She broke from me, scrambled over my bed, and reached the window. She dropped to her knees, her big, golden brown boobs smacking together. Her flesh rippled from the impact. She opened her mouth so wide. Aya. I grinned and broke away from her to scramble over the bed. I ripped off my shirt in the process. When I landed on the other side, I shoved off my jeans and boxers. My cock popped out hard and ready to just ram into her mouth and make her come. I loved the way she licked her lips. She was so eager for it. Just so ready to suck my dick. I couldn't wait for her to nurse on me. Ooh, fuck her mouth, honey bunny. Mom cooed behind me.
I'm also going to watch Mrs. Mayers do backyard yoga like a complete pervert.
I said.
Yay.
Do it. Cheered Mom.
That sounds so dirty, but if you want to watch someone eat yogurt in their backyard, then do it.
I rolled my eyes. Such a bimbo. I rammed my cock into Mrs. Juarez's mouth as I planted my hands on the windowsill. Mrs. Mayers was already out there on her yoga mat. She wore God's gift to men, yoga pants. Hers was a maroon shade today that cupped her rump that was aimed nearly right at my window. She was doing that a pose, bent over with her hands and feet planted on the mat.
God, she never wears panties.
I groaned, seeing her plump pussy lips perfectly outlined by the tight cloth.
I'm going to tear that cunt up tomorrow, Mrs. Mayers.
I watched the hot wife next door holding the pose as my Hispanic bimbo suckled on my cock. She bobbed her head, working her mouth up and down my dick. She suckled hard, pleasure shooting down my cock. I gripped the windowsill, staring at Mrs. Mayers's ass and her outlined pussy. Her short bob of auburn hair swayed around her face as she rose from it, and went into a standing pose on one leg. As she did, she turned around to face me, her big boobs held in a sports bra that showed a lot of cleavage. She looked so serene with her hands folded before her in prayer, her eyes closed, and a smile on her lips. I savored the way her big boobs jiggled as she shifted to hold the pose. My cock ached in Mrs. Juarez's hot mouth. She slid her lips down and down my cock until I hit the back of her throat. Then she deep-throated me with ease. That was her last upgrade. When she hit level 2, she became a deep-throat specialist. I shuddered as I slid down her gullet.
Fuck.
I groaned, my hands tightening on the windowsill. It was heaven in Mrs. Juarez's mouth. Just plain heaven. She suckled on my cock hard. She nursed on my dick with such passion while humming. The buzz of her vocal cords danced around the tip of my dick, massaging my crown. She changed her pitch, working the vibrations up and down my dick in different ways.
Goddamn, Mrs. Juarez, that's amazing.
I groaned.
Yay.
Cherry squealed. That's so awesome-y.
You be awesome-y, Mrs.
Juarez, and sucky hard on my big brother's biggie dicky. He's the bestest best there is.
He is.
Squealed Tina, my bimbified girlfriend.
Oh, that's so neato that you know he's the bestest best their bestest is, Cherry.
It is. My sister answered with just as much girlish enthusiasm. I heard them jumping in eager delight.
Ooh, your boobies feel so nice on my big titties.
Purr.
So nicey.
My bimbo girlfriend answered. Makes my pussy all wet and itch and wanna be touched and licked and fucked and have so many cummies.
Pure.
My sister shouted, trying to be that kitty cat. A moment later, Tina was gasping out in delight. My sister must be just going to town on my girlfriend's pussy, the two bimbos so eager to play with each other. It was hot. Like Mrs. Mayers now sinking to her yoga mat. She spread her legs wide. I groaned as Mrs. Juarez bobbed her mouth, my dick still buried down her gullet. I stared at the MILF's crotch, her yoga pants molding to her pussy. Then she bent over to touch her toes, letting me see down her cleavage.
Fuck, fuck, fuck.
I groaned as Mrs. Juarez's lips nuzzled into my bush again and again, taking every inch of my dick down her throat. She moaned the entire time.
That's so hot.
Yuppers. Cherry squealed. Tina's pussy kitty is so hot and wet and juicy and I love you licking it so much, big brother.
Yay.
Yay.
Gasped Tina.
I love you licking my pussy kitty so muchy much, Cherry.
Ooh, that's so goody good. I wanted to look back, but I was enraptured by the sway of Mrs. Mayers's big boobs in her sports bra. I gripped the windowsill as she then changed her pose again. This time, she lifted her left leg up from that sitting position, holding her ankle to her cheek. Her pussy was on display again. The cloth hugged her shaved and plump vulva. I wanted to eat that cunt out. I ached for it as Mrs. Juarez fucked her throat up and down my dick. I just stood there and enjoyed the show, my other bimbos moaning in the background. I loved having a harem of bimbos. My six were just so amazing. Mom, Cherry, Tina, Mrs. Waters, Barbie, and Mrs. Juarez were all just so fucking sexy. I was glad that I had them all. That I could enjoy every one of them. It was so delightful.
Yes, that's it, Mrs. Mayers.
I groaned as Mrs. Juarez's deep-throating skills brought me closer and closer to dumping my cum down her stomach.
Hold that pose.
Oh, you can do it, you sexy MILF.
Fuck.
You're just so hot. The pressure in my balls grew and grew as I watched the MILF. She changed pose again. She rose up on her feet, her big boobs bouncing. She turned around again, and this time she nearly folded herself in half. Her hands clutched at her ankles, her face appearing between her thighs. God, could she eat her own pussy? The yoga pants molded to her rump, hugging the contours. They fell into her butt crack. She might as well be naked. I trembled as the pressure in my nuts hit that bursting point. Mrs. Juarez moaned around my cock, massaging the crown as she bobbed her head.
Fuck yes.
I groaned and erupted. I fired my cum down Mrs. Juarez's throat. I pumped more and more cum on Mrs. Juarez's mouth as I stared at Mrs. Mayer's ass. The pleasure slammed through me as I enjoyed the view. Mrs. Juarez slid her lips up my cock until my dick popped out of her gullet. My jizz sprayed her mouth now. The sexy, Latina teacher gulped down my jizz. I loved the way the bimbified wife swallowed my cum. I grunted, stars twinkling around Mrs. Mayer's as she released her pose, stretching her back.
Shit, shit, shit.
I groaned as she bent over backward and planted her hands on the ground behind her. She arched her stomach in the air, her big boobs jiggling.
Fuck.
I dumped the last of my cum into Mrs. Juarez's hungry mouth.
I shuddered, loving every second of that delicious heat washing through me. The naughty bimbo suckled hard on me.
She nursed with such passion to draw out the last of my cum.
That is so hot.
I moaned, staring at Mrs. Mayers holding that pose. She was so limber.
God, I can't wait until she's my bimbo. You should make her your bimbo right now.
Mom cheered.
Yes, yes, bimbos are awesome-y,
gasped Mrs. Waters, Tina's mother. I love you being a bimbo and eating pussy and sucking your dick and dancing at the club and meeting all those nice men who give me money for lappy dances.
Yeah.
I groaned as Mrs. Mayers rose from her pose. She bent down to roll up her yoga mat, giving me one last look at that ass hugged by her pants. Then the show was over. That hot wife had no idea what she had done to me. How she had teased me. She'd learn tomorrow. I ripped my cock out of Mrs. Juarez's mouth and fell back on my bed. I groaned as I realized Barbie was kneeling on it beside me, her round boobs jiggling. She had no tan lines on her body. That was hot. Her blonde hair fell in damp curls around her face. She grinned at me.
Did you have a goody time, Eric?
Asked Barbie. She bounced up and down.
I had a fucking amazing time.
I said, my dick twitching.
So, you're an A2M specialist now. You just love sucking dirty dicks clean.
I do.
She squealed.
Do you need your dick sucky cleaned of?
Confusion flicked across the cheerleader's face. She struggled with a thought. It was cute watching her trying to think.
But you didn't put your dick in any booty hole.
That's a goody hole, Eric.
Not an ouchie hole at all.
No, it's not.
I said, grabbing my dick.
Why don't you just slide your asshole down my dick and ride me with that hot anal sheath? Then you'll have something dirty to clean.
Barbie squealed and clapped her hands together.
You're such a smarty warty pants, Eric. My pimp is so wise and smart and hot and has a big dick and...
She threw her legs over my waist and grabbed my wet cock.
Just so awesome-y. I love you.
Me too.
Gasped Tina as she shuddered, enjoying my little sister going down on her.
I love him so much. I love you dovey love him more than this room. That's how biggie my love is.
Wow.
Barbie stared at Tina in awe.
That's so much. You so lovey him.
That's so sweetie.
I lovey dove it.
Yay.
She pressed my cock into her butt crack and right against her asshole. She didn't hesitate. She knew just how to move it to reach it. She pushed her anal ring against the tip of my dick and groaned, her round boobs jiggling. I stared at her juicy pussy as she wiggled her hips. Her sphincter widened. She gasped as my dick popped into her asshole. Her bowels engulfed my dick. I groaned as she sank down my dick. She swallowed my cock with her velvety asshole in a second. She bottomed out on me, her boobs bouncing.
Biggie dicky in my booty hole,
squealed my bimbo cheerleader. She squeezed her asshole around my dick, massaging me with her bowels with the same skill my mother had with her pussy.
Shit.
I groaned.
Mom, come over here and lick her cunt. I want you to eat her pussy while I eat yours.
Ooh, I love you having my pussy eaten.
Mommy cheered. She clapped her hands and rushed to the bed, her big boobs heaving.
And eating pussy is just the bee's knees. I love you dovey it so much. I'll be so goody great at it, honey.
Mom crawled onto the bed as Barbie slid her asshole up my dick. She squeezed her hot bowels around my dick and gave me such pleasure. I loved every second of her massaging me like that. It was perfect. The heat melted down to my nuts. They tightened as she plunged back down me. Mom straddled my face. Her blonde bush dripped with her tart pussy juices. That wonderful aroma of her forbidden pussy filled my nose. She planted her muff on my mouth a moment later, grinding her silky pubic hairs into my lips and cheeks. I licked at the hole that birthed me.
Ooh, Eric, honey, yay!
She groaned as I flicked my tongue through her thick folds, savoring her pubic hair rubbing on my face. She bent over, her boobs pillowing against my stomach. Barbie gasped, her asshole tightening around my dick in such a delicious way. Mom began her feast. I grabbed her plump rump as I ate out my bimbified mother. It was great that she made me an after-school snack like she had when I was younger. Though it had never been this naughty. I loved how good she tasted. She just had such a delicious snatch that I licked and lapped at.
Ooh, ooh, that's so goody, Eric's mommy,
squealed Barbie.
I love you dove it so much. Your tongue is just so delicious. So is your pussy.
Mom squirmed on me, her boobs massaging my stomach.
Just so yummy and delicious and nummy and goody, and I love you eating your cunty so much.
Mom wiggled her hips back and forth, rubbing her snatch across my face and massaging me with her wonderful curls. I groaned as Barbie worked that hot asshole up and down my cock. The pressure in my balls swelled as I enjoyed another part of my after-school snack. This was the life. Owning a harem of bimbos was so hot. Tina moaned louder. Mrs. Waters and Mrs. Juarez were kissing out of the corner of my eye. That was hot. My two married bimbos were both cuckolding their husbands. And those husbands loved it. I tongued Mom's pussy, licking at her incestuous flesh as Barbie worked that hot cunt up and down my dick. She squeezed her bowels around my cock. She knew just what she was doing. She drove me wild with that hot asshole. Barbie wiggled her hips as she rode my cock, stirring her bowels around my aching dick. I squeezed Mom's ass while watching Barbie's blonde hair dancing around her cute face. She worked her asshole up and down my dick, massaging me with that delicious anal sheath. I thrust my tongue into Mom's cunt. My bimbo mommy squealed in delight, her pussy clenching down around my probing tongue. That felt so good. I loved it so much. I thrust my tongue into her cunt and danced it around in her.
My son is such a goody son. Whimpered Mom. He just eats my pussy and licks it and makes me feel so greedy good.
Yay.
Gasped Barbie. She clapped her hands together.
And you make my pussy feel so greedy good too.
Ooh ooh, your hottie son's big dicky is so big. I love it so much in my booty hole.
Yes, yes, so goody in the butt.
Tina moaned.
Cherry. Cherry.
Yay.
My bimbo girlfriend squealed as she came. I loved the sound she made as she flooded my little sister's mouth. My tongue flicked through Mom's folds. I licked and lapped at her with such hunger. My tongue danced around in her cunt. I flicked about in that delicious snatch of hers, enjoying every second of feasting on her like this. She groaned and squeezed her tart twat around my tongue. I loved feasting on her as Barbie rode my dick. The cheerleader gripped my cock with her hot asshole. She massaged me, bringing me closer and closer to bursting in her asshole.
Fuck.
I groaned into Mom's pussy. I squeezed her rump as I flicked my tongue around her bud.
Ride that cock, Barbie.
I am Eric.
She squealed.
Right?
I think I am.
Oh, thinky suckies, but riding your dicky is not suckies.
It's so not suckies.
Yay.
Barbie gripped my dick with her asshole. She massaged me with her anal sheath. She wiggled her hips, stirring her bowels around me. I groaned as the slut plunged down my cock. I groaned around Mom's clit. Bimbos were the best. Tina and Cheery were kissing and hugging each other. Mrs. Waters was feasting on Mrs. Juarez's pussy. The sounds of Bimbo's gasping echoed through my bedroom as I enjoyed that hot asshole working up and down my dick. I nibbled on Mom's clit, the pressure in my nuts building and building. I couldn't wait to erupt in Barbie's asshole as Mom drowned me in her pussy cream. I suckled at her taboo bud. She moaned into Barbie's cunt, feasting on the blonde, too. My fingers dug into her rump. I kneaded Mom's ass as the Bimbo cheerleader worked her asshole up and down my cock. She knew what she was doing to me. It was just a thrill to have that hot anal sheath working up and down me. Just fantastic. I couldn't take much more of this. I nursed hard on Mom's clit. She gasped, her butt cheeks clenching beneath my fingers. My tongue danced around her bud. I nibbled on her with my soft lips. Her tart juices grew hotter.
Mommy's gonna come me so hard. She whimpered.
Oh, Eric, honey, you're so goody to me. You're so goody to your mother. Just such a goody woody son with a goody woody dick.
So goody woody.
Gasped Barbie working her asshole up and down my cock.
I'm gonna come me too. Yippee skippy.
Fuck.
I groaned, my nuts about to burst. I nibbled on my mom's clit. I suckled on her hot bud.
Eric, honey, yeez.
Mom's tart juices gushed out of her cunt. I groaned, soaked in incestuous juices. I loved all that cream spilling out and soaking my mouth. She tasted so good. I licked at her, Barbie riding my dick with her tight asshole.
My pimp.
Gasped Barbie, slamming her bowels down my aching cock.
I love my pimpy Eric.
Woot.
Her asshole convulsed around my dick. Mom moaned into Barbie's pussy, drowning in cunt cream, too. It was so hot as I licked up her pussy juices while enjoying Barbie's asshole rippling around my dick. She suckled at me with such passion. The pressure in my nuts burst.
Fuck!
I groaned and flooded her asshole. I pumped blast after blast of cum into Barbie's asshole. I shuddered as her anal sheath convulsed around my erupting dick. She writhed around me, massaging me. Pleasure shot through my body and crashed into my mind. I groaned with each eruption of jizz. I flooded her bowels again and again. The heat burned through me. I groaned, savoring that wonderful heat rushing through my body and crashing into my mind. It was fantastic.
Fuck yes!
I moaned into my bimbo mommy's cunt.
So goody great cummies!
Moaned Barbie, her asshole writhing around my dick.
Woot woot!
I shuddered as her bowels milked my cock dry. I erupted a final time into her asshole. I felt amazing as I tongued my mother's pussy. I licked up more of her tart juices. I just savored all of that passion. I nursed on her.
That's so good!
I groaned.
Barbie, you have a cock to clean.
And Mom. I thought. Why don't you go eat out Mrs. Waters as she eats out Mrs. Juarez? Get a nice bimbo milf train going on.
That sounds so yummy, Eric, honey.
Mom gasped as she crawled off me. Barbie squeezed her asshole down around me, her boobs jiggling. She stared at me with such hunger in her eyes. I grinned at her and winked. She squealed and just ripped her asshole off my dick. She slid back between my thighs, bent over, and licked at my dirty dick.
Tina, why don't you lick out all the cum from Barbie's asshole?
I said as the bimbo cheerleader licked at my cock. She bathed me with her tongue as she hungered for the flavor of her sour asshole.
Ooh, ooh, I can do that, Eric.
She gasped.
You know I love you, your cum almost as much as I lovey-dovey love you.
She darted to the bed and leaned over. She kissed me, tasting my mother's pussy juices on my lips. I kissed my girlfriend back, loving the feel of Barbie's mouth on my dick. It was such an incredible rush to have her thrusting her tongue past my lips. I cupped her round breast the redhead made out with me. Barbie licked at my cock all at the same time.
Come on.
I groaned.
You got to lick out Barbie's asshole. She has all my cum in her. We can't let that go to waste.
Oh no.
She gasped and broke the kiss. She scrambled down the bed.
I'll lick her all cleany clean. Get out all your jizzy cum, Eric.
She moved behind Barbie. I loved the sight of Tina spreading the cheerleader's tan ass cheeks apart. My bimbo girlfriend's red hair spilled over Barbie's rump as Tina began her feast.
Face buried in the butt crack, she licked at the slut's asshole to clean up all my cum. I loved it. As Tina feasted on the cheerleader's sloppy asshole, Barbie engulfed my dick with her hot mouth. She slid her lips over my cock. She bobbed her head, working up and down my dirty cock. She suckled hard to buff me clean. I smiled and lay here, enjoying her licking. Cherry fingered her cunt out of the corner of my eye, her huge boobs jiggling. The three bimbo in my LFS were all moaning and gasping and eating pussy to my right. This was perfect. I owned a bimbo harem. The app was the best thing that ever had happened in the history of mankind. Other guys were enjoying their bimbos right now. Getting their cocks sucked or fucking tight assholes. Damn. I groaned as Barbie worked her mouth up and down my dirty dick. She polished my pull with force. I closed my eyes and enjoyed what she did to me. She moaned as she suckled, probably from Tina's rimming. My bimbo girlfriend wouldn't rest until she had cleaned out every drop of my cum from Barbie's asshole. So I just lay here and let them have their fun. The sounds of passion, the humming moans around my dick, the pleasure shooting down to my nuts were all just so amazing. All six of my bimbos brought different delights into the mix. Barbie's tongue never stopped moving. She polished my dick with her hot mouth. She suckled and slurped, making such obscene sounds. They mixed with Mrs. Juarez's and Mrs. Waters's moans. My sister whimpered to my left. Big brother. She groaned. Barbie popped her mouth off and cooed. Such a yummy taste, Eric. I love pleasing my pimp. It's the funnest thing to do in the whole world. Yuppers. Cooed Tina. Barbie licked at the base of my cock. Her tongue bathed me while her hand stroked at the crown, massaging my tip. I groaned as the bimbo cheerleader licked at me. She knew what she was doing. It was fantastic having her massage the crown of my dick with her hand. She licked around my shaft before she slid her lips back up and engulfed my dick. She suckled on me, her blonde hair bouncing around her face. She bobbed her head, blowing me with such passion. My nuts twitched. Damn, I said, savoring the warmth of her mouth working up and down my cock. That's it, Barbie. That's just fucking amazing. She squealed around my cock. The way she moaned massaged me in just such a delicious fashion. I loved it so much. My dick ached in her mouth. She would make me explode. I couldn't wait for that burst of bliss to sweep through me. I shuddered as she suckled at me. She nursed with all her hunger on my dick. The pressure swelled at the tip of my dick. I would just flood her mouth with all that cum. I couldn't wait. My cheerleader couldn't either. She suckled hard. Her hot mouth worked up and down my dick. She moaned around my cock, loving what Tina did to her. Barbie worshipped me with such passion. This was just the best thing in the world. I loved every second of the pressure building at the tip of my dick. Her tongue danced around the crown. I grabbed a fistful of her blonde hair as she pleasured me. She suckled on me with everything that she had. She brought me closer and closer to that wonderful brink. I would just shower her mouth with all the jizz I had. Shit. I groaned, savoring the way her mouth worked up and down my dick. Oh shit, that's good. Just like that. She moaned around my dick, sucking with such force on my cock. It was a fantastic pleasure to feel. She nursed on me. My eyes rolled back in my head as the pressure of her built in my nuts. All I had to do was erupt and give her that treat. Barbie suckled so hard on my cock. She moaned as she did. I groaned, the pressure swelling in my nuts and at the tip of my dick. The explosive need to erupt hit that breaking point. I gasped as it was inevitable now. She suckled hard. Fuck yes! I howled and erupted. I flooded her mouth with my cum. I pumped all that jizz into her mouth. The pleasure rushed through my body and crashed into my mind. I groaned as I dumped my jizz into her hungry mouth. Barbie suckled. Ooh, ooh, are you coming and giving her cummies? Cherry asked. Ha ha, big brother. Fucking yes, I am. I groaned. Yay. My sister jumped up and down, her big boobs jiggling. She kept fingering herself as she did that, the bimbo slut. I groaned as more and more pleasure shot through me. The ecstasy slammed into my mind. It was fantastic to experience. A big smile spread on my lips as Barbie suckled so hard. The bimbo cheerleader worked out all that cum from my nuts. I fired a last blast of cum into her mouth. I shuddered here, listening to Mrs. Juarez squeal through her orgasm. Cherry was moaning, too. She wasn't coming, but my little sister sounded close, those big tits of her slapping together. I needed to fuck Mrs. Juarez's pussy again. I had to pound my teacher in the cunt. I smiled as I knew just how I wanted to do it. I grabbed Barbie's head and slid her mouth off my dick. She smiled at me, cum dribbling down her chin. Your cummies was as yummies as my booty hole on your dicky, Eric. Such joy shone in Barbie's green eyes. Good. I groaned. Why don't you and Tina 69 eat each other's pussies? Ooh, I love you that idea, Eric. My bimbo girlfriend cooed. You always have the best ways to make me feel so goody good. Yes. Cherry gasped, her big boobs heaving. She was coming on her own, pussy cream spilling down her thighs. She looked so sexy. I rose off my bed and said, Cherry, lay down on your back and Mrs. Juarez, get that bubbly ass over here right now. Yes, Eric. Both bimbos moaned. Cherry sank to the floor, quivering through her orgasm. Mrs. Juarez pulled away from the kneeling Mrs. Waters, who was having her cunt eaten out by my mom. The bimbo teacher darted around the bed, her golden brown titties jiggling. She reached me and thrust her butt out at me. Here's my bubbly wubbly booty ass. The bimbo teacher purred, wiggling that plump rump at me. I smiled and slapped her ass. Smack. She gasped as her rump jiggled. Tina gasped.
You should tie me up and spank me and make me cummy all bound up.
Right, right, she was a bondage slut.
Later.
Right now, Mrs. Suarez, sit on Cherry's face and 69 with her. Eat her cunt out.
Wilco do,
said Mrs. Suarez as her butt cheeks still jiggled. She stepped to my sister and sank to the floor. The busted MILF leaned over to feast on my big-titted sister's cunt. I smiled at that sight, my dick throbbing. I knelt behind Mrs. Suarez, my pale cock slapping down on her ass. I could fuck her but I wanted that delicious cunt my sister was licking at already. The teacher's thick, brown bush rubbed on my sister's pale face. I smiled as I slid my cock down Mrs. Suarez's butt crack to her taint, and lastly to those silky curls and hot pussy lips. My sister licked the tip of my cock nuzzling into the bimbo teacher's cunt.
Mmm, fucky her so hard, big brother.
I plan on it, Cherry. I groaned, stroking my hands over Mrs. Suarez's golden brown back.
Who does your pussy belong to, Mrs. Suarez?
You.
She squealed. I thrust into her cunt. I groaned as her hot pussy swallowed my cock. I loved being in her married twat. I bet Coach Suarez was at home spanking it to his wife being owned by me. I smiled at the thought rushing through my mind. He would just be jerking off hard while I had my dick in his wife's tight pussy. Mrs. Suarez moaned into my little sister's bald twat. The MILF's wavy brown hair spilled over my sister's pale thighs. Cherry moaned as her tongue licked at my balls. She stroked over them as my dick soaked in the MILF's hot cunt. She was such a good little bimbo sister. I drew back my cock, savoring Mrs. Suarez's tight cunt gripping me. She held me tight. My sister's tongue stroked my shaft. She licked at my cock as I buried back into the bimbo teacher's hot snatch. My nuts slapped into my sister's forehead.
Big brother!
She moaned.
Ooh, your biggie dick is pumping all the way at Mrs. Suarez's nummy twat.
I love you watching it.
I love you too.
Mrs. Suarez moaned into my little sister's cunt.
And your pussy is so tasty. Tasty twatty, yay!
The teacher's head moved as she feasted on Cherry's cunt. I loved it as I pumped away at the teacher's cunt. I fucked her hard and fast. I buried into her over and over again. I fucked her hard and fast. I thrust to the hilt in her snatch. I loved how she gripped me. Massaged me. I fucked that hot twat, my sister licking at my shaft and balls. Cherry licked the pussy cream off my dick as I churned up the MILF's hot cunt. I fucked the Hispanic bimbo's cunt hard, her plump booty jiggling from every impact. My bimbo teacher moaned.
Yes, yes, fuck my pussy, me hermesai. That's so goody. I carambai thei.
She squealed as I fucked her twat. Her cunt gripped my dick, massaging my cock. The pressure built and built at the tip with my every thrust into her twat. I loved how she gripped me. She held me tight. It was incredible to just fuck into her snatch.
Ooh, ooh, such a nicey teacher.
Whimpered Cherry.
Giving me all sorts of lessons. Ooh, ooh, lick my clitty. I love you that lesson. Purr. Clitty licking is super duper goody.
Moaned the teacher.
You gotta lick clitties, me gata tei.
My sister moaned louder, her toes curling. I loved the sight as I pounded the teacher's cunt. I churned up Mrs. Juarez's pussy with hard strokes into her twat. It was a fantastic delight to pump away at her cunt as the pressure built and built in my nuts. My sister licked those nuts as I fucked into Mrs. Suarez's cunt. I pounded her hard and fast. I loved the feel of her gripping me. She held me. It was fantastic to enjoy that hot mouth around my dick. I loved it so much. I pounded her pussy with such force. I fucked her hard and fast. I buried to the hilt in her snatch. I loved it so much. I rammed into her twat. I fucked her snatch with everything that I had. It was such a treat to have a juicy cunt around my dick. She moaned.
So goody. Yeah, you like that.
I groaned, pumping away at her.
I love you, Eric. Me hermesai has such a biggie dick. I love you it so much. And Cherry's pussy.
Delilicious.
Better than you'd get at a deli.
You don't get pussy at a deli. I groaned, thrusting away at her cunt.
Though you should.
Yes.
Tina moaned.
Pussy and a sandwich. So goody.
I grinned as I fucked away at Mrs. Juarez's cunt. That would be amazing. My nuts tightened with each plunge into her twat. My sister kept licking at my shaft and nuts. She teased me with her warm tongue as I hurtled toward my orgasm. I would have such a huge one. I was so ready to just come so hard. To flood her with all that spunk. It would be fantastic to come that hard. I thrust away at Mrs. Juarez's cunt, hearing my women moan. Mrs. Waters squealed. She must be coming on mom's lips. That was hot. My bimbo girlfriend and cheerleader feasted on each other's cunts. They looked so happy on the bed 69ing. Bimbos were always happy. They were so lucky that way. They had nothing between their ears but horny fluff, just aching for a big dick to fuck them or a pussy to devour. I loved it. I fucked Mrs. Suarez hard, my nuts about to explode.
Mrs. Suarez!
Squealed my sister.
Purer!
My sister's legs spasmed as I fucked the hot wife's cunt hard. The married bimbo teacher must be drowning in pussy cream right now. That was so hot. I thrust away hard and fast into that juicy snatch, nearing my own eruption.
Yay!
Gasped Tina.
Ooh, ooh, pussy creamies!
Woot!
Barbie whimpered.
Drink mine all up! Woot!
The two girls were coming on my bed, their bodies trembling together, as they drank each other's pussy cream. That was so hot. I loved it as I fucked to the hilt in my bimbo teacher's snatch, aching for her to come.
Me hermo say thigh,
gasped my teacher.
I carom by thigh.
Her pussy went wild around my dick.
Shit.
I groaned as I buried to the hilt in her writhing snatch.
Cummies in me,
she moaned.
I want my owner's yummy cummies,
I erupted. I flooded my bimbo teacher's hot cunt with my jizz. I threw back my head, the pleasure surging through me. Burst after burst of ecstasy shot through me. It was an incredible rush to have all that bliss shooting through my body. I groaned as my mind reeled from the pleasure. Her hot cunt suckled at me. She nursed at my dick with her delicious twat. I shuddered, savoring the rapture surging through my body. It was incredible to have all that passion rippling through me.
Fuck yes!
I groaned, savoring the heat flooding through my body. It was spectacular. Just an amazing amount to have gushing through me. I groaned, pumping all my spunk into her pussy as she moaned into my sister's twat. Cherry suckled on my nuts. She nibbled on one then the other as they twitched.
Goddamn.
I groaned as I pumped the last of my cum into Mrs. Juarez's twat. I shuddered, savoring that pleasure.
Goddamn, Mrs. Waters, I want to fuck you before you have to go to the strip club and make me money.
Yay.
She gasped.
And Mom, you and Mrs. Juarez should go work on dinner. Got a lot of mouths to feed.
I shuddered. I'd have to start buying food. Well, I did have Mrs. Juarez's credit and debit cards. I could go shopping with those tomorrow. No one check cards these days. I woke up at midnight. I slipped out of the pile of bimbos. I had gone to bed with Mrs. Juarez, Barbie, and Tina. Mom and Cherry were in her bed. Just wasn't enough room for them. I carefully slipped out of the pile and headed downstairs to wait for Mrs. Waters to get back from dancing at the strip club. I wanted to see how much money she had made me. I had adjusted her rates. I checked my phone and saw the daily spin had triggered now that it was past midnight. I tapped the screen. Numbers between 1 and 100 flashed across the screen in a blur. It was impossible to see what was coming up. As I reached the bottom of the stairs, I tapped the screen. The numbers stopped on 53 as winner flashed across the screen. Not huge winner like last time, but I wasn't complaining. 53 bimbo crystals were equal to $2,120 if I used the credits my bimbos made whoring themselves. Not going to complain at all. I was up to 448 crystals. Closer to my goal. I had no more referral gains and noticed that my TikTok account had been suspended. They finally figured out what I had posted. Oh well, I didn't need the referral. 3 crystals was nothing now. Mrs. Waters was heading back. I wouldn't get her money until she arrived back home. She had been sent out on a mission. So her rewards were unavailable until it was completed. I didn't notice she hit level 3. Mom, Cherry, and Tina were also close, but whoring really earned experience. I decided to wait for her to get back to upgrade her. I sat there in the dark, half dozing. The sound of a car and the flash of headlights roused me. The car shut off. Door opened. Stripper heels clicked on the walkway. Mrs. Waters, humming, entered the house, flicking on the lights. My phone dinged with an update.
Eric!
Become soaked, Bimbo said, her leopard print bra and skirt crusted in jizz.
I had so muchy fun giving lappy dances to all the nicey men.
I can see that, I said.
$8,310 is how much you made me. Good job.
She beamed at me, squirming with all her joy. That gave me $8,315 in credit. I cashed that out for 207 bimbo crystals with $30 in credit left over. I now had 655 crystals. Still short of the 729 crystals I needed. Short, but I was glad I upped Mrs. Waters to $75 for a BJ, $150 for her pussy, and $225 for her asshole. After school tomorrow, Mrs. Mayers would be doing naked yoga for me with my cum dripping down her thighs. I clicked on Mrs. Waters to level her up to 3 and saw she had a choice. And it wasn't like with Mrs. Juarez where it was clearly a choice to make her good at sucking dick or licking cunt, this was a strange choice. An unexpected choice. I could make her into a gangbang lover bimbo, which made sense. But I also could make her into a yoga bimbo.
What?
I clicked on them to see what they did. Gangbang lover bimbo, enjoys having as many men as possible fuck her hard yoga bimbo. A very flexible bimbo that can contort herself into many poses that attract men with her delicious curves. I stared at them then made my choice. The bimbo app 13 bimbo mommy's public and naughty fun Eric Murphy. I stared at my phone at the choice I had for Mrs. Waters. She had hit level 3, the first of my bimbos to reach that level even though she was the 4th that I had recruited. Well, I had been sending her out to the strip club to be gangbanged. I was intrigued by the choice. I could make her into a gangbang lover bimbo or a yoga bimbo. While the latter was an interesting choice, that was also perfect for the next bimbo I wanted to recruit, Mrs. Mayers. She would be perfect as a yoga bimbo. So I hit gangbang lover bimbo for Mrs. Waters. She would love being gangbanged even more now. That was awesome. In a few seconds, a new perk popped up that I could get for her, strip club whore extraordinaire. It was an upgrade to her existing perk. She would earn 25% more in credits when working at the club. The perk cost 30 crystals.
Damn,
I muttered. That was an expensive perk. The rest had all been 20. That was $1,200. I smiled, realizing she'd make that back in a shift easy. In an hour at a shift. I gave it to her and dropped down to 625 crystals. I glanced up at Mrs. Waters. She squirmed there, dripping in cum, and looking around like she hoped a bunch of men would come out of nowhere and fuck her hard. I studied her for a moment, my cock hard.
Go shower, then I'm going to fuck your pussy and fall asleep in your arms, I told her.
Yay.
She squealed and ran off to shower. I stared at my other profiles. Mom, Cherry, and Tina were all level 2. I wanted them to get up to 3, but they were locked. Those 3 didn't go out and fuck others. They would refuse to fuck others but me. Well, other men. I had bought the perks to lock them. But it was stunting their growth. I had to do something with them. Just having sex with me or each other built their experience slowly. Maybe they had to be doing different things. Varying up their actions. Tina had gained experience on my mom and sister by coming to school with me. She had sex in public. So what if I took my bimbos shopping tomorrow? I had Mrs. Juarez's credit cards. I could buy them some sexy lingerie and fuck them in riskier places. In public or something. That should help to build up their bar. I was curious what they would get at level 3. If there would be a choice? I yawned. The shower hissed on. I opened up Mrs. Juarez's glory hole horpick. I changed which bathroom she would go to, picking one in the mall's food court. The mall didn't open until 9, so I shifted her time from starting at 8 to 9 a.m. She would go to 4 p.m. as well. I also shifted Barbie to a nicer part of the city to do her street walking. I moved her to the business district downtown and upped how much she charged. I smiled at those changes. This was perfect. I would make a ton of money and claim Mrs. Mayers as my bimbo slut. I couldn't wait to own her and have her do yoga for me. Naked and dripping in my cum. That would be hot. The next morning, after breakfast, Barbie was off to start her whoring. I was curious how she would get there since she didn't own a car. But weirdly, a taxi pulled up just as she hit the curb. She hopped into the front seat, and the cabbie drove off. I caught a glimpse of her head ducking down to suck him off.
Damn,
I said, staring down at the app.
How did it work?
It was so powerful.
Eric, honey bunny,
whimpered Tina. She squirmed there, her hands pressed together, her naked body quivering.
I'm all itchy and achy and not titty uppy.
Right, right, I said, rolling my eyes. She was a bondage slut.
You get dressed to go shopping, and I'll tie your hands behind your back.
Yippee. She threw her arm around my neck and kissed me on the lips.
I lovey.
She kissed me again.
Dovey.
A third kiss, her lips warm and soft.
You.
She broke away and darted off, grabbing the bundle of clothes on the table. She raced upstairs and vanished out of sight. I smiled as she was scrambling to get dressed. I had her dad bring over some of her clothes. He was more than glad to, aching to glimpse his wife. He hadn't been paid, so he didn't have the money to enjoy his wife at all. I sent all the other bimbos, but Mrs. Juarez, upstairs to get dressed, too. The teacher was just humming happily and sucking on a banana. She was eager to go out to the glory hole. It was almost time for her to depart. Tina raced down the stairs in a pink dress, her red hair flying behind her. She raced up to me, hands behind her back. She turned around, wiggling her rump. I grabbed the rope and tied her up, wrapping it around her hands. Her fingers twitched.
Thank you,
she sighed. She turned around, her eyes burning with passion.
I'm not wearing panties and my pussy all wet and hotty and juicy and wetty.
I bet it is, I said, grinning at her. But we're heading to the mall to do some shopping, so you have to be a good girl. She bounced up and down, her boobs jiggling in her dress. She wasn't wearing a bra. Neither was my sister when she came downstairs in a light blue t-shirt with a flying unicorn on the front. With her huge tits, the t-shirt didn't fit any longer. It barely covered her boobs, leaving her stomach bare. Her breasts bounced as she rushed up to me, her blonde pigtails streaming behind her.
Shopping!
She squealed and threw herself into me. She hugged me, pushing those big boobs into my body.
I love you shopping so much, big brother. Yippee-yay! Purr!
Does my little kitty want to have slutty clothes to wear? I asked her, petting her head. She nodded.
Purr!
I love you slutty clothes, said Mom.
But this meanie man keeps texting me about work. He's being so meanie. I don't like him.
I took her phone from her and saw it was her boss from her job.
I quit. Go fuck yourself.
After sending that text, I blocked the number.
There. He won't bother you again, Mom.
Oh, thank you. Mom squealed. She was wearing a slinky, black dress I didn't know she owned that fell to her mid-thigh and showed off her breasts. She hugged me to her boobs and rubbed my face back and forth into her cleavage.
You're just the bestiest asbestos son a mommy could have.
Yay.
I smiled, savoring her breasts around my face. She felt delicious. I loved this moment so much. I stayed between her boobs, reveling in the softness around me. She stroked the back of my head, holding me tight to her tits. Finally, I pulled away, grinning. I loved that. Mrs. Waters was wearing something slutty, too. A leopard print dress that clung to her big boobs and barely fell down her rump. She was quivering, looking so excited to go. She'd probably start fucking men if I let her out of my sight.
Ooh, ooh, I have to go, Eric!
Squealed the naked Mrs. Juarez. The Latina teacher bounced up and down, her big boobies heaving.
I have worky times. Gotta suck all those dickies and let them fuck my pussy and my asshole. I carambei.
Yes, you do. I said as I took Mom's car keys and followed Mrs. Juarez outside. The Latina bimbo's ass swayed from side to side. She had a great one. She wore heels, giving her rump even more of a perky jiggle. My dick ached to fuck her, but she had to make me money so I could afford making Mrs. Mayers into a bimbo. She slipped into her car and backed out by jamming the gas. I winced, hoping she still could drive and not get herself killed. She tore off down the street. I shook my head and hopped into the minivan, my women piling in. Tina got shotgun. She jumped into the seat and quivered there, hands bound behind her back. She smiled, looking around. So eager. The other three piled into the back, sitting together. My sister was between the two MILFs, bouncing up and down.
Shopping! Shopping! Shopping!
She squealed.
Yes, yes, yes!
Tina whimpered, her eyes so feverish as I reached around her to grab the seatbelt and buckle up for her.
Let's go go gua go! That's righty!
Her mother squealed.
We got to do all the shoppies!
Yay!
Then put your seatbelts on. I said. Let's be safe about this. I don't want any of my airheads getting hurt. I have to fuck you all, and I can't do that if you're in the hospital. Can I?
No!
Gasped Mom.
We can't fuck if we're all hurty. No fucking!
Whimpered Cherry.
That's not purring good. Not purring good at all.
Purring good? That was new. They fumbled with their belt buckles until they all clicked in place. I backed out of the driveway and headed off to the mall. Mrs. Juarez beat us there by 7 minutes. She was already in the bathroom, according to the app, and working by the time we pulled up at the mall at 9:07. I found a place to park near the food court entrance and hopped out. My bimbos all piled out, bouncing up and down. Tina snuggled against me. She couldn't hug me or take my arm, so I put my arm around her and held her against me. I grabbed Mrs. Waters with my other arm since I was most worried about her wandering off. Mom and my sister led the way, the pair of them scampering with excitement. You'd think they were both sisters instead of mother and daughter with how they were acting. They were both bouncing up and down and squealing at everything they saw.
Look at that!
Gasped Cherry, pointing at a train set in the window of a toy store.
That's so neat-o! Ooh, it goes roundy and roundy round. Can I have it?
No.
I said.
Eric! Eric! Eric!
Mom ran up to the window of a gift shop and pressed her body into the window.
There's a unicorn. A unicorn made of glassy crystal. Can I have it?
We're here to buy sexy lingerie, Mom. I said, not caring that people were staring at us. Tina tried to stare at shoes, which made more sense, and I had to keep a firm grip on Mrs. Waters as she spotted a group of guys, whimpering.
They have cocks. So many cocks for all my holes. And how much money do they have?
I asked her.
Because I doubt it's enough to afford you.
Wow.
She stared down at her tits.
Am I worth a lot?
You're my MILF bimbo whore. I said.
You're worth as much as I say you are. I own your ass. You do, Eric.
She snuggled tighter against me, clutching my arm.
I love you so much. I love you even more than my mommy whore does.
Tina said and kissed my cheek.
Just lovey-dovey you to death.
She squealed and bounced up and down. I smiled at those words.
I love you too, Tina. And you, Mrs. Waters, so don't pout. You're going to get all the cock you can handle tonight.
I will?
She asked, thinking.
I'll be at the strip club.
Yay.
That's right.
I told her as we reached Secret Delights, the lingerie store.
Okay, ladies, find sexy things to wear.
I unleashed my bimbos on the lingerie store. The four of them all squealed and darted in, even Tina with her hands behind her back. She was moving around, staring at things, her skirt bouncing around her mid-thighs. Her ass looked good in it. So did Mom in her slinky black dress. She was looking at all the things, her poor bimbo brain overloaded by the choices. She grabbed a purple nightie and held it up to her. She glanced at me and grinned.
Does your mommy look all hottie hot in this, honey?
She asked.
Yep,
I said.
Mommy?
One of the sales girls asked. Another was helping my busted little sister.
Yep,
I said. She's my bimbo mommy. You help her find something real sexy. Something to make her son just blow a gasket.
Is this roleplay?
She asked, staring at me. I had brown hair and took more after my dad who's split. But I did have Mom's blue eyes.
Yep,
I said.
These are my sex slaves, and they love roleplaying as bimbo sluts. Some like to pretend to be my mother or little sister.
Oh, okay,
said the sales girl.
And this is a shopping expedition.
She gave me a look like she didn't believe I had any money.
Yep.
Good.
She darted after my mother and led her to something even slinkier. God, this was hot. My women were darting around, grabbing bras and panties, bouncing excitedly. The two sales girls had their hands full dealing with the airheads. This was the perfect time to put my plan into action.
Tina,
I said, waving at her. She ran straight at me. With her hands behind her back, it looked so strange. She stopped before me, her skirt swirling around her thighs. Her eyes were bright with her excitement, her cheeks rosy. She quivered there, boobs jiggling beneath her dress.
There was this sexy bra and these naughty panties and this nightie and a bra with no cups and this corset that would bind my body and make me feel all titty uppy and Tina,
I said, cutting her off.
I want you to suck my dick.
Her eyes widened with delight as I gripped her shoulders and bucked up into an out-of-the-way corner of the store.
Yes, yes, a bamillion-y times yes.
She dropped to her knees and, to my delight, pressed her face into my pants. She was using her teeth to unzip me. She grabbed the little handle and pulled down, opening my fly. My cock throbbed inside in my boxers. She was a bimbo who was an expert at being tied up. She nuzzled her face into my open fly. She found the slit in my boxers and worked it open. Her lips kissed at my cock inside there. She pushed upward, sliding her lips up my dick until she found the tip. Then, with that in her mouth, she pulled it out of my fly.
Fuck, Tina.
I groaned as she suckled me off right here in the store. She winked a green eye at me. Her hands shifted, pulling at her rope binds as she suckled on my cock. She moaned as she blew me. My bimbo girlfriend worked her lips up and down my shaft. The pleasure shot through me. Any of the sales girls could catch us and be pissed. A new customer could walk in and catch Tina doing this. I groaned at the thrill. The risk of public sex. It was so hot having her work her mouth up and down my cock.
Yes.
I groaned.
Oh fuck yes.
She swirled her tongue around my cock. She suckled hard, her green eyes full of her love for me. She whimpered around my cock, her hips wiggling back and forth. She suckled on me with passion. I loved how she loved my dick.
Damn.
I groaned.
Oh damn, that's good.
She winked at me. The other bimbos were racing around the store, the salesgirls trying to keep up with them. Mother popped out her tits and was trying to put on a bra. I loved the sight as I slid my hand through Tina's red hair. I gripped a handful of her silky tresses. She bobbed her head, working hard. My nuts twitched with the pressure of her warm mouth working up and down my cock. A big smile spread on my lips as my bimbo girlfriend suckled on my cock with all her might.
Shit, shit, shit.
I groaned.
You're going to get a mouthful of cum, Tina.
She squealed her delight around my cock. The passion hummed around my crown and shot down to my nuts. I groaned, loving the way the pressure swelled there. A big smile spread on my lips as she gobbled my dick.
Ma'am, you can't try on the lingerie,
gasped the blonde sales girl.
Ma'am, stop. But I want to wear it for my son.
Mom glanced at me and waved. I waved back, savoring Tina sucking on my dick. The sales girl glanced at me, but she couldn't see my bimbo girlfriend working her mouth up and down my cock. I smiled, loving the chaos in the lingerie store.
You have to put your dress back on,
the other sales girl said, dealing with Mrs. Waters who had taken off her dress.
You can't run around naked.
I can't? Mrs. Waters looked so confused.
But I have big and beautifully and largey titties that are just so awesomey.
See? She cupped her big tits and jiggled them at her.
Put your dress back on, Mrs. Waters,
I shouted, her daughter sucking so hard on my cock. My orgasm built and built so fast.
Now. Okie dokie,
she said and started wiggling back in it. The sales girl shot me a grateful look as I reveled in my bimbo girlfriend's mouth, bringing me closer and closer to coming. She suckled hard on me, that naughty slut. I groaned, loving the feel of her working her mouth up and down my dick. She bobbed her head, sliding her lips up and down my cock. She suckled on me with everything that she had. My nuts tightened from how she loved me. The pressure swelled toward the bursting point. She danced her tongue around the crown of my dick.
Fuck, Tina.
I groaned, staring down at her. Joy shone in her green eyes as she nursed on me. I erupted. My cum flooded my bimbo girlfriend's mouth. The pleasure shot through me as she moaned around my spurting cock. I shuddered, rapture crashing into my mind. I gripped her red hair, shuddering through the ecstasy.
Yes.
I groaned. I erupted again and again, pumping blast after blast of jizz into her mouth. She gulped down my spunk. She swallowed every drop of it like a good girl. I enjoyed this so much. I groaned as I hit the peak of my orgasm. I spurted that last blast of cum into her mouth. I panted as my phone dinged in my pants. A notification from the Bimbo app. I shuddered as my girlfriend suckled on my dick, wanting to get out every drop of cum that I had. I pulled out my phone and saw Tina was still short of level 3, but she had earned a new perk. She'd unlocked Exhibitionist Bondage Slut perk for 20 crystals by performing 3 sex acts in public while bound. I thought about it for a moment then realized that it was the orgy with the cheerleaders on the practice field, fucking Mrs. Juarez with her in front of the class, and now this. With this perk, no one would care if she fucked in public. She could do it anywhere.
Yes.
I said and bought it, dropping me down to 605 bimbo crystals.
Get naked!
I ordered Tina as she suckled on my dick. Now. She ripped her mouth off my dick and squealed.
Yes, Eric, honey bunny.
She bounced to her feet and struggled.
I.
Her brow furrowed.
I can't get naked when I'm all teety uppy. Oh no, I want to be teety uppy and I want to be all nakedy.
Turn around, I said. I untied her, and she ripped off her dress. Her round tits appeared along with her shaved cunt dripping with her juices. Her cunt cream is spilling down her thighs as she squirms there. I liked the sight. She thrust her hands behind her back so I could tie her up again. I noticed that the lingerie store sold leather collars and leashes in black, brown, white, and pink. I smiled as I headed over to the pink one. I grabbed that, my naked bimbo girlfriend trotting behind me. I then headed up to the counter. One of the sales girls saw me. She broke away from my mom and rushed over to the counter. The blonde sales girl glanced at my naked girlfriend and smiled at her. She didn't say a word about how weird it was that my girlfriend was naked or anything.
So, just want to buy this leash and collar for my bimbo girlfriend,
I said, slapping them down.
Oh, that's so sweet,
said the sales girl. She's a submissive thing.
I lovey-dovey him so much that I just sucked his cock off and swallowed all his cummies.
Tina bounced up and down as she spoke, making her tits heave.
Oh, that's so good of you,
the girl said as she started ringing up the purchases.
And look at those cute tits of yours. I bet your boyfriend just loves them.
Yeah, I do, I said and ducked my head down. I latched onto her nipple and suckled on her nub. The sales girl didn't say a word. This was awesome. I had to stop sucking to pay. Then I put the pink leash around my bimbo girlfriend's throat. Tina looked so happy as I clipped the leash onto her. I smiled at her joy. She really loved this bondage stuff. Leading her around like this made her happy. I wondered if I could get my mom to get a similar perk. That would be hot to parade my busted mother around and fuck her in public. She was pulling down her top again. I thrust the leash at the sales girl. Help Tina find some very sexy and revealing corsets, I told the sales girl as she took the leash. Ones that don't hide her tits.
Yes, 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 squealed Tina.
Sure,
the sales girl said, taking the leash and leading off my girlfriend. I rushed over to my mother, who had her tits out again. She was pushing bras against them. I grabbed her by the nipple. She gasped and quivered, staring at me with such lust. I grinned and pulled her over to a little bench by the small supply of sexy shoes they sold here. My mother stood over with me as I sat down on the bench.
Give me a titty fuck. Ooh, that sounds like the bee's knees, honey.
She dropped to her knees before me, her big boobs bouncing.
I love your biggie cock between my titties. But, what if you fucked my pussy instead? It's all hot and itchy and naughty.
Later, I said.
Now a titty fuck.
Cherry was better, but mom already had those tits, so why not enjoy them? She wrapped her boobs around my throbbing cock. I groaned at the feel of those soft breasts around my dick. The incestuous thrill of my mother's big tits sliding up and down my cock swept through me. She massaged my dick with them. She beamed up at me as she worked her soft tits up and down my dick. That was so hot. I loved the feel of mom's tits sliding up and down me. She knew what she was doing. My cock twitched, the pre-cum bubbling out the top. She squeezed her snatch around my dick. She held me tight with her hot boobs. The pleasure swept through me as she stared up at me with such empty-headed love in her eyes. Her blonde hair swayed about her face as she worked her tits up and down my cock.
That's it, mom, I groaned. You're just my bimbo slut, aren't you? Yepers, I am.
She squeezed her boobies tighter around my dick.
Ooh, Eric, I love you so much. You're my sexy son and my hunky owner. Ooh, it's just so awesome-y to be your bimbo mommy.
Yay.
Good,
I groaned, savoring her breasts working up and down my cock. I loved the feel of her massaging me.
I want to come all over your face, mom. Just hose you down. Hose me down, honey.
She beamed up at me as she worked her boobs up and down my cock. She stroked me with her soft tits. Every time she engulfed the crown of my cock, pleasure shot through me. I groaned, my head swiveling back and forth. I spotted the blonde sales girl leading my bimbo girlfriend around. Then Cherry darted by being chased by the other sales girl.
Wait, wait, that's not going to fit with your bust size, she cried.
I like it tidy tight,
my little sister squealed.
Me too,
mommy giggled.
So tidy in my pussy with your biggie dicky.
Yes,
I groaned as she worked her tits faster.
But I want to come on your face. Cummy all over my face.
She beamed at me as her boobs worked up and down my cock. My nuts twitched as she massaged my cock. She made me feel incredible. I loved everything she did to me. It was an incredible rush to have her working those boobs up and down my cock. I groaned as she nursed on me. The pressure in my nuts swelled and swelled toward that bursting point. She stared down at my cock as she worked her tits up and down. She massaged me with those soft boobies. The pressure built and built at the tip of my cock. The need to come swelled toward that explosive moment. I shifted on the bench, enjoying her doing that. She loved my cock with her big, soft boobs. The pressure built and built in me. I hurtled toward that wonderful moment when I would come. Her tits slid up my cock and engulfed the crown. I loved how she massaged the tip. I groaned, my cock twitching between her tits.
Get ready, mom,
I groaned.
You're going to get a face full of cum. Yummy,
she said and worked her tits faster and faster.
Ooh, that's it. Cummy all over mommy's face.
Just drench mommy in your jizzies.
Shit,
I groaned as her tits engulfed my crown again. She slid back down.
I erupted. My cum splashed across my mother's face. I coated her with my jizz.
She gasped in delight as I hosed her down. My cock erupted again and again.
I loved the feel of my spunk shooting up my shaft and erupting into her face.
Fuck, fuck, fuck,
I groaned.
Ayaha. Mom thrust her tongue out and caught my cum. I shuddered through the eruptions as I painted her face in my cum. I hosed her down with all my spunk. The pleasure swept through me. Stars burst across my vision as I exploded one more time. I groaned as I left my mommy dripping in cum. She moaned in delight and swept her tongue over her lips to gather all the cum that she could. She swept up as much of it as she could reach. She shuddered, loving the taste of that jizz. She shuddered there, her big boobs jiggling. I grabbed her dress and pulled it back over her tits. I tied the ends behind her neck as she cleaned herself off. She dragged her fingers over her face and brought the spunk back to her lips. I put my cock away and left her to clean up.
Okay, okay, bimbos, let's buy you stuff, I said.
The two sales girls shot me relived looks.
though the blonde noticed my mother cleaning white stuff off her face. Her eyes widened. I just winked at her as the purchases were laid out. The sales girl looked mad for a moment, then shook her head. I felt on top of the world. Mom had a nice nightie while Mrs. Waters had some great stuff to wear at the strip club. Cherry had a baby doll that, thanks to her huge tits, wouldn't fall past her hips. Tina had a white corset with attached garters and a pair of pink thigh-high stockings to go with it. I pulled out Mrs. Juarez's credit card and swiped it through the machine. I signed for her. That was that. No one checked to even see if I was Esmeralda Juarez. I pocketed the card and had Tina put on her new outfit. The sales girl helped since Tina was still bound. But soon she had on the corset that hugged her torso and lifted her breasts into a pair of jiggling mounds. Then the sales girl rolled the pink thigh-high stockings up Tina's thighs and clipped them to the corset's garters. Tina put back on her heels and looked sexy in them. Oh, that's perfect, the sales girl said. Then she glanced at Cherry, who was pulling off her top. Stop that. Keep those tits covered. But I want to have my purring boobies out like Tina, complained my little bimbo sister. You can't go around with our boobs out, said the sales girl, shoving her top back down. That's illegal. But. She stared at Tina getting away with it. Cherry, I told her. Tina's special. But don't worry, I'm sure you'll be special like her, too. If you do what you're told. Yes, big brother. She hugged me and kissed me on the mouth, her lips warm and soft. I headed out of the lingerie store. I wanted to do more. Shopping. Well, really, I just wanted to fuck my mother two more times in public. I was aching for it. I spotted a trendy clothing store and led my bimbos to it. Have fun, I told them, dropping Tina's leash and grabbing Mom. I pulled her away as the bimbos rushed into the store to cause a distraction with their excitement. They were bouncing around, the sales girls working here already distracted by these excited bimbos wanting to see all the cute clothes. I pushed Mom into a corner of the store. She gasped as she braced her arms against the wall. I glanced to my right. I could see out into the mall itself through the window. It was full of mannequins that helped to hide us. I'm going to fuck your tight and hot cunt, Mom, I said as I hiked her dress over her waist. How does that sound? Yummy and goody and hottie and amazing balls. She squealed. I love you when you're in my pussy. I just love you so much. You belong in my pussy, Eric. Just belong in my cunny cunt. Yes, I do, I groaned, unzipping my fly. I pulled my cock out through the slits and slapped my dick on my mother's plump rump. I slid down her ass cheek, looking around. We were well hidden, but we could easily be spotted. I shuddered, savoring the risk of fucking my mother's cunt beneath everyone's noses. A big smile crossed my lips as the crown of my cock nuzzled into her wet snatch. I rubbed up and down her slit, her curls tickling the sides of my dick while her wet folds massaged the tip. She quivered and cooed as I did that. Mrs. Waters squealed in delight nearby. I grinned and thrust my dick into my mother's cunt. Eric! She whimpered as I sank into her pussy. Ooh, ooh, yesy, yes! I love you being in my pussy! That's where my biggie son belongs! God, yes! I groaned as her tight cunt engulfed my cock. Her hot pussy felt just amazing around my dick. She had the best cunt of all my bimbos thanks to her skills. This is where I belong. She squeezed and relaxed her pussy around my cock in such an exciting way. Her pussy walls rippled around my dick, suckling at me. I could just stay buried to the hilt in her twat, and her cuntal massage could get me to come. That was how amazing her cunt was. How skilled her pussy walls were. I groaned in the middle of the clothing store, just reveling in her pussy squeezing and contracting around my dick. That was just so perfect. Fuck, I groaned. Oh fuck, that's good. Damn. I drew back my cock. I had to fuck her. I held her hips. She moaned as I buried my cock back to the hilt in her delicious cunt. The incestuous thrill swept through me. It was so hot being in my mother's pussy. To be back in the hole that had birthed me. I reveled in it as I thrust into her snatch. I fucked her twat with force, burying my dick into her cunt again. My crotch slapped into her butt cheeks. She moaned, her cunt gripping my dick. She held me tight as I pumped away at her. Ooh, ooh, this is so cutie, squealed Tina. Look. Look. Isn't that so cutie? Oh, that's purring cute, answered Cherry. You'd look so cutie and sexy and hottie in that. And so would I. Just shaking my big boobies at my big brother in that. Your big brother? Asked a strange woman. Must be one of the sales girls. Yuppers, my little bimbo sister answered. He loves my big titties, and I love his big cock between them. I pump them uppy and downy until he cummies on my face. Oh wow, that's kinky, the sales girl said. With your big brother. Yep, I groaned softly, slamming into my mother's cunt. They were so close. I didn't care. I just enjoyed fucking my mother's pussy. My sister squealed about how she loved me as I pounded our mother's pussy. Mom moaned, her pussy clamping down on me. Her flesh rippled around me in that exciting way, building me toward my orgasm. I would flood her cunt with all my jizz. Just pump her twat full of my spunk. I could breed her. It would be so hot to breed my mother. I slammed to the hilt in her snatch. Into that wonderful and silky sheath. She whimpered as I did that. She wiggled her hips from side to side as I fucked her with everything that I had. Yes, 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 she groaned. Ooh, your dickie is so biggie and just stirring up my cunny. Yes, yes, Eric, honey. I want a cummy on your cocky. Yeah?
I groaned, slamming hard into her from behind. My heavy nuts slapped into her cunt.
You want to come on me? Let me feel that pussy going wild.
Yes, yes, yes.
She groaned, her twat squeezing down on me. I loved how she gripped me. She massaged me with that hot flesh.
Come in, my cunny. Such a goody boy. I love you, my goody boy, so muchy much.
I gripped her breasts through her dress. I squeezed them as I fucked to the hilt in her twat. I buried deep into her snatch, so close to coming. Her pussy suckled at me as I drew back, rippling in just the right way. I found her nipples through her black dress and pinched them. She gasped in delight as I did that. The pleasure swept through me. It was an exciting moment. I buried to the hilt in her snatch as I twisted her nubs. She gasped, her back arching.
Goody son!
She squealed as her pussy went wild. Her cunt spasmed with wanton hunger. She convulsed around my dick, coming hard. I loved every second of this delight. She nursed at me as I stayed buried in her cunt. I loved the wonderful feeling of her snatch spasming around me. I shuddered, savoring that wonderful cunt suckling at me. She nursed with everything she had. It was a fantastic delight to have her convulsing around my dick. My nuts tightened. I twisted her nipples as she squealed in delight. I erupted.
Fuck!
I groaned, flooding my mother's cunt her fertile womb in the middle of the clothing store.
That's it!
She shuddered, her cunt convulsing around my dick. She suckled on me with such hunger. It was an amazing rush. I loved it so much as I savored that heat. I loved the pleasure sweeping through my body. Stars danced across my vision. I felt so good as I pumped all that cum into her twat. I flooded her with everything that I had. It was fantastic. I loved every second of this pleasure rushing through me. I groaned as her cunt milked my dick dry.
Damn, mom!
I panted as I came down from my high.
All your ooey-gooey cummies are in my cunny.
She cooed in pure delight.
Yep,
I said and pulled my cock out of her cunt. I slipped my dick into my jeans.
We need to buy groceries, don't we?
We do.
Mom turned around, her big boobs jiggling beneath her dress. With her skirt still bunched around her waist, my cum dripped out and matted her thick, golden bush.
Yeah,
I said.
Let's head over to Walmart and get that done. I think I'll fuck you in the ass at the grocery store. How does that sound? I love you being fucked.
She gasped and snuggling up to me. I winked at her as we moved out into the clothing store. I didn't want to buy them anything from here. I just knew they would keep the staff busy, which they did. Those sales girls looked very disgruntled when I gathered up my bimbos who hadn't bought a thing. My bimbos didn't care. They were just bouncing around me. I led Tina by the leash while I had Mrs. Waters and Mom clinging to my arms. Two sexy bimbos. Cherry was in front, gasping at everything she saw, her big boobs jiggling in her large top. I got them out of the mall and piled them into my minivan. This time, Mom had shotgun. The Walmart was just across the street. It was one of those super ones that had a grocery store in it. And it was busy. It would be hard to get away with fucking her in the store. But I wanted to try it anyways. Soon, we had a grocery cart and were heading inside. My dick was hard as I pulled Mom close to me and let the others goggle at all the stuff around them. They were squealing at the junk food especially. I brought us to the produce section. People were milling around. I handed Tina's leash to Cherry.
Mom, look very carefully at those melons.
I felt so bold as I told her that. She reached the melons and started feeling them. She giggled as she did. I knew she was thinking they were like boobies. I smiled as I unzipped my jeans and pulled my cock out in public. If we got caught. That made me so hard. I lifted Mom's skirt, rolling it up just enough to expose the bottom swell of her plump butt cheeks. I pushed my cock into her crack and found her asshole. She gasped as I did that, her back arching. I pushed my cock slowly into her asshole. I popped into her bowels. I groaned as I sank into her anal sheath right here in the produce section. Cherry, holding Tina's leash, watched on. So did Mrs. Waters. The sluts must all be horny by now. Poor things. I sank to the hilt in my mother's bowels, reveling in being in her all the way. I smiled at a woman shopping. She gave me a strange look seeing me right behind Mom who was quivering in delight. Then the woman glanced down. She gasped and hurried off. Great, the Karen had already seen me and was heading to the manager. I drew back my cock, the thrill that we had been caught surging through me. I slammed back into my mom's asshole. She groaned, her anal sheath squeezing about me. I pumped away, trying not to be too obvious.
Yet.
I kept my strokes short. I buried into her anal sheath with hard plunges. Quick thrust into her bowels before pulling out a few inches. Her asshole massaged me with her velvety sheath, the pleasures sweeping through me.
Yes.
She groaned.
Love you, your dicky and me.
Yeah, mom.
I groaned.
I love you too.
Tina whimpered while Cherry nodded. I grinned and pumped away at my mother's asshole. Her anal sheath felt so hot around me. Other shoppers were starting to notice. They frowned at the sight of me behind my mother, their heads shaking like they couldn't quite believe I was fucking her in public. But I was. I fucked into her hard and fast. I thrust deep into her bowels. I plunged into her, savoring the velvety grip of her flesh. I hurtled toward my orgasm, my nuts tightening. All the people watching made this so exciting. The staff was hurrying over, the man in the blue vest looking angry.
Mrs. Waters, go say hi to that nice man.
I groaned, thrusting away hard at Mom's asshole now. No point in holding back.
In the blue vest.
Yes.
Squealed Mrs. Waters.
She rushed over to him and did more than say hi. She threw her arms around his neck and kissed him. He struggled in her grasp, trying to get free of her. I grinned and hammered my mom's asshole hard. I hugged her now, squeezing her big tits. I fucked her without restraint. People were gasping. We were so busted now. I didn't care. I fucked hard into mom's asshole. I buried deep into her bowels. She moaned her anal she squeezing about my cock. Tina watched nearby, her round boobs quivering. Cherry watched, too, her hips wiggling from side to side. The poor thing was no doubt very horny.
You have to let go!
The manager was saying to Mrs. Waters as I fucked my mother, the pressure building and building in my nuts.
Hi!
Mrs. Waters said brightly and with such friendly energy.
Ooh, ooh, I'm gonna cummy!
Whimpered mom, her bowels clamping down hard.
My goody son is fucking me so hardy!
She smiled at a woman watching aghast.
Does your goody son but fuck you so hardy that you just burst in climaxy joy?
The woman slowly shook her head, her eyes so wide.
Pity!
Mom squeezed her asshole around my dick as I buried into her.
You should fucky him all the time. I love you my son's biggie dick in my buddy hole.
Yes, you do. I groaned, the manager struggling to get free of Mrs. Waters.
Come, Mom. Just come so hard.
I buried into her asshole. She gasped and bucked. Her boobs jiggled in my hand as her anal sheath spasmed around my cock. She suckled at me. Her anal sheath writhed around my cock, nursing at me with her velvety hunger. I buried into her and grunted.
Fuck yes!
I erupted. My cum spurted over and over into her anal sheath. I shuddered as the pleasure shot through me. The ecstasy swept through my body and crashed into my mind. I loved every second of the heat rushing through me. It was an incredible rush to have all that pleasure sweeping through me. Stars danced before my eyes as I dumped my cum into mom's asshole. I shuddered with delight. It was an incredible rush to pump my cum into her bowels. I loved showering her anal sheath in my spunk. It was outstanding.
Fuck yes!
I groaned, savoring the pleasure surging through me.
Hey, stop that!
The manager and shouted as I dumped more and more of my cum into my mother's asshole.
You degenerates! Stop that right now!
Can't! I grunted, firing more and more of the jizz into her asshole.
I'm already coming! All his cummies are flooding into my buddy hole!
Mom squealed, her asshole milking my dick. The manager finally broke free from Mrs. Waters and rushed over to us. I groaned, firing the last of my cum into her asshole.
Ding!
I shuddered, hearing the notification from my phone. I ripped it out of my pocket as the man grabbed me.
You sick fuck!
He growled.
In the produce aisle!
Yep! I said, unlocking my screen. I saw public sex slut perk for 20 crystals. It required just any level 2 bimbo to have sex in public 3 times.
The police are on the way!
The man growled.
Come with me!
I selected it, dropping me to 585 crystals.
Why?
I asked, my cock throbbing in my mother's asshole. Confusion washed around the man. He stared at mom then at me.
Air.
He let go of me and scratched at the back of his neck.
You were. But.
But I can fuck her anywhere I want, right? I asked.
Of course.
He said.
I just. I'm so sorry for the misunderstanding, sir.
Ma'am.
Keep fucking your mother if you want.
Thanks. I said and glanced down at my phone as he retreated. Mom was so close to leveling. Like one more sex act would do it.
I grinned. I had to fuck her where the most number of people would see me. Right before the cash registers.
God, I love this app. The Bimbo App 14 Bimbos Kinky and Public Fun. Eric Murphy. I was in Walmart, shopping for groceries, and I wanted to use my mom's new perk in the most visible way possible. I had just unlocked her public sex perk only moments ago, fucking her asshole right in the produce department. I had almost been busted by the manager, but right before he could stop me, I had come in her asshole and unlocked the requirement for my mom to have it. 3 acts of sex in public. This app was full of all sorts of surprises.
Well,
I said, smiling at my mother.
Where should I have you suck me off and clean my dick, Mom?
Ooh, ooh, right here. She squealed, bouncing up and down, her tits heaving in her dress.
I'll suck you off right here, yay.
That does sound fun, I said.
But let's make it more spectacular. Some place where everyone can see how great of a mother you are by sucking my dick clean. I'm such a greedy mommy.
She beamed, clearly so proud of herself. She squirmed there, her eyes brimming with airheaded lust.
I'm the bestiest bestie mommy who ever mommed in the woolly whirly world. I'll show them by.
She blinked.
What am I doing? I forgot.
God, she said that in the most adorable way.
You were gonna lovey him,
chimed in Tina, my bimbo girlfriend. She had her hands bound behind her back and wore a collar attached to a leash. She had on a corset that hugged her torso and lifted her boobs. Just displayed her round titties out there for all to see. She had the exhibitionist bimbo slut perk, a variation on this public sex one because bondage had been involved. And she loved bondage, didn't she? It made her such a kinky thing. I hadn't expected her to become a bondage slut at level 2, but that was the upgrade to a spanking slut bimbo.
Yes, yes, let me love you too, big brother.
My little sister Cherry squealed.
Purr.
She stared up at me like a bimbo-headed cat. That same pleading adorableness mixed with not a real thought at all in her brain that wasn't about sex.
I can love your cock with my mouth or my pussy or my buddy hole or my titties.
She bounced in place, her large boobs jiggling beneath her tight top. As a titty fuck specialist, she really knew how to work those big breasts of hers up and down my cock. I still had to work to do so she could earn her public exhibitionism perk, too. And between Tina and Mom being able to get wild and no one caring, that would be much easier. But first, you're going to suck my dick clean of your ass at the... A big smile spread on my lips. In front of the checkout stands. Everyone will have to see that. It's such a busy part of the store.
It is.
Mom bounced up and down, her skirt falling back down over her ass. I had hiked it up to fuck her from behind.
Woody woot. Let them see a lovey-dovey mommy loving her son's biggie dick.
That's right. I said. I stared at her. Now take that dress off. You don't have to wear it any longer. As Mom started to peel off her dress, my sister Cherry peeled up her top. Her big boobs bounced out. I cursed and grabbed the front of her shirt, and pulling it back down. My little sister's blue eyes stared up at me with shock. They even teared up.
I want to see your tits covered in clothes right now.
I grinned at her.
They're so adorable. Just the way a little sister kitty should be.
I petted her head.
Purr.
She cooed, trying so hard to sound like a cat. Mom had her dress off, throwing it into the shopping cart. Not that we had actually done the grocery shopping yet. Her large boobs swayed back and forth. They had such a delicious jiggle to them. She had such gorgeous tits. I loved the look of them. I gripped my girlfriend's leash and had my little sister push the cart. I offered my arm to Mom. She took it, the joy on her lips just dazzling. She liked just being escorted by me. It was something that she treasured. We moved through Walmart, passing the other shoppers. It was almost like a normal day shopping with my family. With my mom, little sister, and girlfriend. Only Tina was on her leash and bouncing with delight, enjoying being naked and tied up. God, this app was amazing. I reached the front of the store where everyone was streaming into the self-checkout or the normal cashiers to get out of the store. It was the perfect spot. Everyone had to pass by us, to see us, and not give a rat's ass that a mother was blowing her son before their eyes.
Well, Mom,
I said, smiling at her.
Well, Eric,
she said, beaming at me. She quivered there.
What? Ooh, is it a surprise? I so lovely surprises. You have to suck my dick clean of your ass, Mom.
I said, not surprised she had forgotten already. She probably saw something pretty, and it drove it out of her mind.
Ooh, I do,
she said. She blinked.
I do? Yay, I do.
She dropped to her knees right there. I smiled in delight as she unfastened my jeans with such deft skill. She ripped open my fly and yanked down my boxers. My cock popped out and bounced before her eyes. She moaned her wanton delight. She opened her mouth wide and swallowed my dick. She slid her lips over my dirty cock, tasting the sour flavor of her asshole. Her eyes melted with delight as her tongue stroked around the crown of my cock. It was heaven. She suckled hard. I groaned at the way she nursed on me. It was fantastic to have her suckling on me like that. She had such a delicious mouth. The pleasure shot down to my nuts. They grew so tight. Just so full of all that cum that would flood her mouth. She bobbed her head, working her mouth up and down my dick. She suckled with passion. She nursed with all the passion that she had. I groaned at the delight of her hot mouth working on my dick. It was a thrill to have her sucking on me with all her motherly love.
Ooh, ooh, I want to do that,
Cherry said.
My pussy is so wetty and wet and juicy and itchy. Just be patient, little kitty.
I groaned, petting her head. Her blonde pigtails swayed around her face. People streamed by us, parting to go around us on the way to the checkout stand. They glanced at Mom sucking on my dick, but they didn't care that she did it. They just smiled banally at me like they would at anyone else if they even acknowledged my presence. Many didn't. But it was hot having my mom suck my dick right before their eyes. To just enjoy her hot mouth working up and down my cock. She suckled on me with such passion. She knew what she was doing to make me groan. I loved it so much.
Mom!
I groaned, savoring the pleasure of her mouth.
Oh damn, Mom, that's so good. Just keep sucking like that. Goddamn, that's great. That's really, really great. Just polish my dick. Suck off all your ass. Sucky it off and show your son that you love him like I love him because he's the bestiest best guy in the world.
Tina squealed. She bounced up and down, her leash swinging between us.
I love you, Eric. Love you too, Tina.
I groaned, savoring my mother's tongue sliding around the crown of my dick.
Damn, that's good. That's really good. Shit, that's amazing. Just keep sucking on my dick. It's outstanding, it is.
Tina squealed while Mom kept nursing. Mom bobbed her head, polishing my pole. She loved cleaning my dirty dick. She was such a good mother. I shuddered, savoring every last moment of her sucking on me. This was so much better than going to school. Why did I need college when my bimbos were out earning for me? I just had to make that translate into real money somehow. That was a problem for tomorrow's me. Today's me had a delicious bimbified mom sucking on my dick. She nursed hard on me. It was a fantastic treat to have her working her mouth up and down my cock. I shuddered, savoring that delight. I hurtled toward my orgasm, rising and rising toward that moment of bursting. I savored her hot lips sliding up and down my cock as she moaned around my shaft. Her passion hummed about the tip of my dick. It was such an exciting delight. I loved it so much. I savored how she swirled her tongue around the crown of my cock. She drove me wild.
It was an absolute blast. My nuts tightened as she suckled. I groaned, staring out at the people heading to check out. All those oblivious people. They passed by, not caring what was going on. I didn't know who made this app, but he was a genius. And it had to be a he. What woman would invent this? She'd make a himbo app or something.
That's it, Mom.
I groaned. You're going to get a mouthful of cum. Just a big spurt of jizz flooding your mouth.
How does that sound?
She moaned around my cock, her tongue swirling around the tip.
Yeah, you want to swallow my cum.
I groaned. I glanced at a passing woman.
She really loves to swallow my cum. She's just a whore for it.
That's nice. She absently said as she passed. Being polite.
I love you swallowing your cummies, big brother.
Whimpered Cherry. She was squirming nearby, her hands rubbing at her belly.
Let me do it. Pleasey, pleasey.
Just be patient. I groaned, the pressure in my nuts hurtling toward that bursting point. The tip of my dick throbbed with the need to just explode.
Shit, you just have to be patient because...
My bimbo mommy suckled hard on my cock. The pressure in my nuts burst. I erupted into her mouth. Right there before the checkout lines, I pumped blast after blast of cum into my mother's mouth. I groaned at the rapture shooting through my body. Mom gulped down my cum. She swallowed all that wonderful jizz. It was such a treat to have her gulping down my cum. I shuddered before the good Walmart shoppers as I flooded my mother's mouth with my spunk.
Shit!
I groaned at the top of my lungs.
Oh shit, that's good. It's outstanding. Goddamn, I love it. I love it so fucking much.
The pleasure shot through me as I pumped more and more of my cum into her mouth. I flooded her with everything that I had. I groaned as she nursed out the last of my jizz. It was such a wonderful moment. I felt so good as I erupted a last time. Just amazing to revel in this. Mom kept sucking on my dick. She nursed on me with that hot mouth of hers, aching for every drop of my cum the way a good bimbo mommy should. She was so improved by this app. I hardly remembered the old nagging her. My phone dinged. Curious, I pulled it out and smiled. Mom had hit level 3. I tapped her profile and I had a choice between Mommy Bimbo or Bukak Lover Bimbo. It wasn't what I expected as the choice from Kegel Expert Bimbo, the reason she has the best pussy. I read the descriptions to get some idea of what the first one was while the second was pretty clear. Mommy Bimbo, love to take care of their owner, and thus are the best cooks around. Bukak Lover Bimbo, they love being soaked in jizz and beg men to come on them all the time.
Fuck no.
I muttered at that last one, but the other one sounded useful. She was a good cook, but I was a tad leery of her doing anything with a stove or sharp knives, but this made it seem like she would be a master in the kitchen. Even if she was an airhead. So I hit Mommy Bimbo. The cooking was a major reason I picked it. Plus, there was no way I wanted other men coming on my mother. No fucking way. I glanced at the phone and saw that Tina was close, and so was Cherry. She was maybe a single sex act away.
Cherry.
I said, knowing if she was doing things with Mom, then she could have fun, too.
Why don't you lick out Mom's asshole? She's got all that cum back there, and while you're doing that, I'll be fucking your pussy. Yippee-yay!
Squealed my little sister. She bounced up and down, her big boobs bouncing in her top.
Mommy's ass and mommy's butt and all that cummies are mine!
The infectious delight of my bimbo sister's enthusiasm brought a smile to my lips. How could it not when she was so eager for it? She dropped to her knees behind my mother and parted her butt cheeks. Cherry dove in, her blonde pigtails spilling over my mother's rump. I moved in behind my little sister and dropped to my knees, gripping Tina's leash. I yanked down the tight booty shorts my sister wore and exposed her cute rump and her shaved pussy. She was so wet, her pussy juices adorning her rump. She had soaked her shorts. The poor bimbo slut. She happily licked at her mother's asshole, who moaned in delight. No one cared. I grinned and aimed my cock at my little sister's pussy. I pressed right for that hot hole. I would just spear into her and make her explode. The tip of my cock nuzzled into her cunt. I reveled in the hot kiss of her taboo twat on my dick. I rubbed up and down her. She moaned and wiggled her hips. She was so eager for it, the naughty slut. Just so ready to be fucked by me. I thrust my cock into her cunt.
Big brother purr!
She squealed into both our mother's asshole, her hot twat engulfing my dick. I shuddered as I sank to the hilt in her cunt. I loved her hot pussy around my dick. She had such a delicious snatch that swallowed my cock. It was fantastic to have her cunt wrapped around my dick. She felt amazing about me. I sighed as I entered her cunt. I loved the feel of her snatch around me. I gripped her hips and pumped away at her twat. I fucked her pussy with force. I plowed into her again and again. I loved how her cunt held my dick. It was an absolute delight to thrust into tight, young snatch. It was a hot passion. She whimpered as I hammered her twat. She trembled there, gasping and moaning.
Ooh, ooh, you're all fucked in your little sister's pussy.
Whimpered Tina.
That's so hottie. Ooh, ooh, is her pussy good? Do you love her pussy around your dick?
Yes, I fucking do. I growled to the shoppers passing us by.
I fucking love my little sister's cunt, and she loves eating my cum out of our mother's asshole. I doy do.
Cherry moaned, her cunt squeezing around my dick. God, that was a delight. I loved fucking my little sister's snatch. I buried deep and hard into her cunt, fucking her with powerful strokes. I thrust into her cunt over and over again, reveling in her juicy pussy massaging my dick. She felt amazing. My nuts slapped into her taint again and again as I pounded her in the heart of Walmart.
I watched a cashier ringing up customers, a cute girl that would make an awesome bimbo to some lucky guy. I pumped away at her, fucking her with such force. The app would spread. The world would change. I was so glad to be on the forefront of this wonderful time. It was heady to pump away at my little sister's cunt. I fucked to the hilt in her snatch. I pounded her with force. She felt awesome. Just a fantastic treat to have her cunt around my cock. She was a thrill to have squeezing about me. I shuddered, pumping away at her snatch. I fucked her pussy with hard strokes. I buried to the hilt in her snatch again and again. I fucked her hard and fast. I thrust to the hilt in her snatch with everything that I had, churning her up as she licked my cum out of mom's asshole. She feasted on all that jizz that I had dumped in mom's bowels. My little sister was just licking and lapping up my cum. She plunged her tongue into mom's asshole to find more. Right here in Walmart, she did this kinky thing. All trips to Walmart should end with fucking your little sister. All while she ate out your mother's asshole. Fuck, that would be a perverted world. I groaned, gripping her hips. What would be? Gasped Tina. Mars? Is it Mars? That's a world, right? No, no, it's Uranus. Mommy squealed. Cherry does love Uranus. I said, using that classical pronunciation, not the one my teachers always tried to get us to say. I do love your anus and your pussy and your boobies and every bitty bit of you, Mommy. Cherry moaned, her voice muffled by hot ass. Purr. Damn, this was so hot. Cherry must have her tongue wiggling about in Mom's asshole. Just enjoying all the spunk she found in there. God, it was a rush to fuck Cherry's pussy on a normal day, but a threesome with Mom? My nuts swelled beneath the pressure. They were growing heavier and heavier with the need to come. Just bursting with that rush. I fucked into her pussy. I pounded her pussy with everything that I had. Yes, yes, yes. Mom groaned. Ooh, my little girlie has her tongue all wiggly in my butt. Oh, she's so naughty, Eric. Just so naughty. God, she is. I groaned, plowing in and out of my little sister's cunt. Damn, you are a naughty slut, you know that? I am.
Yay.
My little sister clamped down hard on my dick. A naughty slut who's gonna go all cummies on your big dick. My kitty twatty is so happy. Purr. 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 I slammed into her cunt, and her snatch went wild. I groaned at the feel of my little sister climaxing on my dick. Her pussy went wild around my cock. She suckled at me with such force. I groaned, enjoying every second of that hot twat spasming around me as I pumped away at her.
Shit!
I groaned, the pressure in my nuts bursting. I plowed to the hilt and her pussy and erupted. I fired blast after blast of cum into her snatch. I pumped her twat full of my jizz. I groaned with each eruption. Ecstasy shot through me as her twat rippled around me. She moaned as I bathed her womb in my cum.
Big brother's jizzies!
My little sister squealed, her hot cunt writhing around my dick. She suckled at me with her juicy flesh.
Yay! Yay! Yay!
That's so super duperi awesomey! Tina cheered. She jumped up and down, her boobs jiggling, the leash swinging between us.
Isn't that super awesomey that my boyfriend is all jizzing his sister's pussy?
Sure,
said a blue-vested employee hurrying by.
You can get a cream for that on aisle 3.
Ooh, yay.
Tina gasped and tried to run off, only for her leash to pull her short. I held onto it, coming into my sister's cunt again and again. She had such a delicious snatch suckling at my dick. I groaned with each eruption, savoring every last blast of cum into my bimbo sister's pussy. My nuts tightened as I erupted one last time.
Fuck!
I breathed as my app dinged. She had hit level 3. I knew it. I groaned, savoring that delight. My sister kept licking at our mother's cunt. Just lapping at her pussy with her naughty tongue. Mom cooed as I pulled my phone out of my jeans and swiped the screen.
Let's see what you can level up to.
I said as my dick throbbed in her pussy. She could be a lactating bimbo or a teacher bimbo.
The fuck?
She could be a teacher? What sort of weirdness was happening here? Who thought up this progression tree? It was strange. How she could go from having big tits to giving titty fucks to teacher? Though a busta bimbo teacher who gave titty fucks would be a lot of fun. So I read the descriptions to make sure that I understood what they did. I mean, I was pretty sure I knew what the first one was and the one I felt inclined to pick, but the teacher one was intriguing. Maybe I would select it. I wouldn't just write it off like Bukkake bimbo. Lactating bimbo, her breasts are always full of milk for men to enjoy. Teacher bimbo, for an airhead, she's smart and looks so sexy in the glasses she now wears. I pictured Cherry in glasses and I didn't want her to be smart, and the glasses just weren't her. So I picked lactating bimbo. Breast milk sounded so delicious. It made me wish I had switched things up with her and Mom, though that would make Cherry into a mommy bimbo, so that would be weird, and Mom already had big tits. What would she be if I picked that path? I tapped the screen hit yes when it asked if I was certain of my choice. Instantly, Cherry squealed in delight, ripped her mouth from our mother's butt crack, and spun around. My cock popped out of her cunt, bobbing before me. She shoved up her top, and her big boobs spilled out. Her nipples looked darker. Still pink, but definitely not the same hue. She squeezed them and white beaded at her nubs.
I lacy tate now,
she said with pride.
Shit.
I gasped as people noticed.
Mom, start fondling Cherry's ass.
Okie dokie.
Mom cooed and spun around. She grabbed my sister's rump. I cupped one of my sister's breasts. That was perfect. I was involved in the sex act. But I needed to fuck my girlfriend.
She had to level up, too, and she was just about there. I glanced at Tina. The poor thing was squirming.
Okay, Tina, I said, thinking about this. I want you to sit on my dick. Cherry, you lean over and let me nurse from your nipple.
Mom, as she does that, lick all that cum out of her pussy. My kitty twat has so much cummies in it, mommy,
Cherry said as I sank onto my back and pulled on the leash. Tina darted over and straddled me. I grabbed my cock and held it up for her as she dropped to her knees. Her boobs jiggled as much as her corset let them. She lowered her twat to the tip of my dick. The moment she felt it, she plunged down my cock.
Yippee!
She squealed as her hot cunt impaled down my dick, taking every inch of me.
So biggie in my pussy. I love you so much, Eric.
Yepers, I do.
Oh, so muchy.
Love you too.
I groaned as Cherry leaned over. Her heavy boobs swayed over my face. Her nipple so close.
God, I love this app.
I latched onto my little sister's nipple and suckled. She squealed in delight as her breast milk shot into my mouth. I groaned at the warmth of it. And the sweetness. Her creamy delight tasted nothing like the stuff from the store. It was better. I suckled again, the fresh breast milk squirting into my mouth. Cherry giggled as I groaned. There was this delightful aftertaste like cantaloupe or honeydew melon. I shuddered, my dick throbbing in Tina's pussy.
Ooh, ooh, that's goody,
squealed Cherry.
Mommy all licking my pussy while Big Brother is drinking my milky milk.
Yay.
Tina cried out as she slid her pussy up my cock. Her hot cunt massaged me. My bimbo girlfriend plunged back down me. She took me to the hilt. I groaned as she rode me. I moaned around my little sister's nipple, loving the feel of her around me. It was a real thrill nursing from her as Tina rode my dick. She worked her hot twat up and down my cock, massaging me with her juicy pussy. She squealed out her delight for the Walmart shoppers to hear as she plunged her cunt down my cock. She gripped me as she slid back up my dick. I suckled hard on Cherry's nipple. I nursed on her, gulping down her breast milk. She moaned as I did that. I drank down every drop of the dairy treat coming from my sister's breast. I loved that delight. It was just a thrill to have all her breast milk pouring down my throat and warming my belly. It made my girlfriend riding my dick even better. I love breastfeeding from my little sister. I savored every moment of it. This was so hot to nurse from her. Her milk squirted into my mouth every time I suckled. The creamy treat washed around my taste buds before I gulped it down. I groaned around her nipple in heaven.
Ooh, ooh, Eric's biggie dick in my tidy pussy,
gasped Tina as she rode me.
So biggie,
Cherry moaned.
He biggied my pussy with his dickie and now mommy's licking all the jizzies out of me.
Yummy,
Mom purred. I knew she was in heaven licking up my cum from her daughter's snatch. She enjoyed that forbidden cream pie.
So yummy nummy,
Cherry squealed and giggled. She squirmed there, her boob jiggling as I nursed from her. I swallowed more and more of her breast milk. I loved this so much. I could just live off this liquid diet. Especially with Tina riding me. She worked that hot cunt up and down my dick. Her silky twat massaged my dick. She stroked up and down my cock, building that ache at the crown. She gripped me as she rode me, moaning out her delight. They were all so happy. Bimbos were so easy to please. I nursed from my little sister's cunt. I suckled on her, drinking down all that delicious breast milk. I loved the creamy flavor that poured into my mouth as that hot cunt worked up and down my dick. She plunged her cunt down me. She felt fantastic. Just an amazing rush to have her riding me. She gripped me with that hot flesh as the need to come built and built in me. I rose toward that amazing burst of delight, my nuts tightening with the need to come in her cunt.
Riding my boyfriend's biggie dickie is the bestie best,
Tina squealed.
Ooh, ooh, I'm gonna cummy on my boyfriend's lovey-dovey cock. Isn't that needy?
Sure, sure,
some guy said.
MMM, just gonna come and come and cummy come.
Tina cooed, her hot pussy massaging me.
Ooh, ooh, me also,
groaned Cherry.
Mommy's all licking at my kitty twatty. Just lapping at me and licking and stroking me and making me feel all goody. Mommy loves my pussy. Mommy loves my pussy.
Yes, I do,
Mom squealed.
Your little clitty and your folds and your naughty depths.
Mommy.
Cherry shuddered as I suckled from her. More of her breast milk squirted into my mouth. I groaned, savoring that hot delight. I hurtled toward my orgasm as my bimbo girlfriend worked her cunt down my dick. She plunged down me, driving me wild with that hot snatch. It was a thrill to have all that pleasure building in me. Tina's hot twat massaged me as she rode me. I groaned, loving that juicy pussy sliding up and down me. I suckled hard from my sister's nipple. I gulped down her breast milk. She had such delicious breast milk. I swallowed every drop of it.
Gonna cummies,
Tina moaned. I suckled hard on my sister's nipple, her milk flooding my mouth. I wanted her to come. I ached to burst. She wiggled her hips, stirring her cunt from side to side. She drove me wild with that hot pussy of hers. She massaged me with her juicy snatch. I groaned, savoring the heat of her twat as she plunged down my cock.
Eric!
She gasped as her cunt went wild.
Cummies!
Yay!
Her hot twat suckled at me. I groaned around my sister's nipple. Her breast milk squirted into my mouth. I gulped it down as my bimbo girlfriend's hot cunt brought me toward eruption. Her cunt suckled at me.
Mommy!
Cherry squealed in orgasmic delight.
Fuck!
I moaned around her nipple as I erupted. My cock spurted blast after blast of cum into my bimbo girlfriend's spasming cunt.
Her pussy convulsed around me, suckling at me. I groaned with each blast of my jizz into her snatch. She squealed out in delight.
Ooh, ooh, so goody.
Cherry moaned, her big boobs slapping together above my face. Milk dripped from her nipples.
Mommy! Goodies!
I groaned, Tina moaning as her pussy convulsed around my dick. She suckled hard at me. I enjoyed every last moment of her hot twat around me. I leaned up and latched onto my bimbo sister's nipple again. I suckled. As I fired the last of my cum into my bimbo girlfriend's cunt, I gulped down my bimbo sister's breast milk. Cherry moaned. Tina squealed. I love this. My mind drowned in euphoria as my phone chimed. Ding! Tina hit level 3.
Fuck!
I panted at how great this was.
Oh fuck, that's just such an amazing moment. Oh Tina, you were awesome, but you have to get off me.
I do? She whimpered. I like sitting on your big dicky.
Yeah, but I can't get to my phone.
I said, brushing her thigh.
Your leg's in the way. You're gonna get more fun though.
More fun!
Yay!
She ripped her cunt off me. I sat up and Cherry just bent down and licked at the tip of my cock while Mom was still licking my sister's cunt. Cherry still needed one more public act of sex. I knew how to do that, but I had to level up Tina. So exciting to see what hers would be. I opened up her app and clicked on her face. Mrs. Waters was not that far toward level 4, just a bit ahead of Mom, while Mrs. Esmeralda and Barbie were both 3/4 of the way toward level 3.
Hot.
For Tina, I again had two choices. This time it was SNM Slut and Nurse Bimbo. I got the first, but once more I was baffled by the latter. Well, I would read them both, though I was intrigued by the latter. I wasn't really into this BDSM stuff. I just thought it would be fun to spank Tina. SNM Slut enjoys both being spanked and spanking her owner or tying her owner up.
What the fuck?
I muttered, Cherry licking at the tip of my cock, her tongue sending delight through me. I did not want to be spanked or tied up by my bimbo. Here was hoping Nurse was good. Nurse Bimbo loves taking care of her owner, making sure he's relaxed and ensuring he never gets sick. Yeah, I would take that easy. I'd rather never get sick than to be spanked by my bimbo. Well, there were probably guys out there that wanted that, but not me. No fucking way. I selected Nurse Bimbo and tapped yes to confirm it. A white nurse's cap with a red cross just appeared on Tina's head. It popped out of nothing. My jaw dropped at the sight of that. Shit, that was real.
How did that happen?
Like teleportation? Was this some sort of Star Trek shit? It was like that box that had appeared when Mrs. Juarez was servicing boys at the glory hole. It was some seriously advanced technology. Whoever created this app? What sort of company made this app? Just what sort of resources did they have? Their R&D costs must be insane. Was that why the microtransactions were so intense?
Ooh, ooh, I'm gonna take care of my boyfriend and keep him all healthy and love him and nissy him.
Tina squealed, bouncing up and down, her hands still bound behind her back.
Yes, I am.
Yay.
God, this shit was wild. I loved it.
Cherry,
I said.
Why don't you stand and nurse Mom and Tina? I bet they're thirsty. And I'll fuck you in the ass. How does that sound? Wondermiss.
She gasped.
Ooh, ooh, that sounds super duper wondermiss.
I smiled at her as she stood and grabbed her boobs. She jiggled them. Tina just ducked her head down, latched on, and started suckling. That was so nice to see. My dick throbbed as Mom rose and joined my bimbo girlfriend.
Ooh, ooh, they're all sucking on my boobies.
Cooed my little sister. She threw a look behind me as I aimed my cock at her ass.
That's so awesome-y, big brother.
Purr.
I'm a mommy kitty and they're my kitty kittens. Ooh, ooh, just loving my cream. Just loving doving it.
Yes, they are. I said as I pressed my cock between her butt cheeks.
And you're going to lovey-dovey this, aren't you? Being butterfucked.
She nodded.
I will. Oh, big brother, I will. Purr.
I smiled, listening to the sounds of my other two bimbos nursing. They suckled with such sloppy sounds, moaning as they enjoyed that delicious breast milk. I found my sister's asshole as I nodded to the shoppers passing us by. It was a thrill to ass fuck my sister before all these strangers. I pushed against her asshole, savoring that tight hole. I slid my hands around her, rubbing at her stomach. She groaned as I pushed against her backdoor, just loving the way her anal ring widened and widened. This was a thrill. Just a wonderful moment to enjoy. I pushed and pushed against her anal ring. She groaned as I did that. Her asshole stretched and stretched to take my big dick. She quivered there. I stroked her stomach as she whimpered.
Big brother!
My cute bimbo sister moaned. My dick popped into her asshole.
Yay!
She groaned as my cock slid into the wonderful warmth of her anal depths. She had such an amazing sheath that swallowed my cock. I groaned, sliding more and more of my dick into her bowels. It was fantastic to sink my dick into her anal sheath. She had such a wonderful anal sheath. Just a fantastic one. I groaned, sliding my cock into her bowels. I loved feeling her tight asshole around my dick. She had a fantastic one. She shuddered as the other two bimbos kept nursing from her. Kept drinking all her breast milk.
Big brother.
She sighed.
MMM, that's good, isn't it?
I asked, my dick buried in her asshole.
So goody good.
She moaned.
They're all drinking my breasty milk look good kitty kittens. And your biggie dick is in my buddy hole.
She squeezed her asshole around my dick.
I'm super awesomey happy.
Good. I groaned and drew back my dick. Her tight asshole held my cock. She gripped me with that wonderful anal sheath. She felt so amazing against me. I shuddered as I thrust back into her anal sheath. I plowed to the hilt in her bowels. She groaned as I did that. I had all my cock in her bowels. Just every inch of my dick buried to the hilt in her anal sheath. I held her tight as she squirmed around me. She felt wonderful in me. I loved that so much. I enjoyed every second of this. I buried to the hilt in her anal sheath. I pumped away at her. I fucked her bowels with just such passion. I pounded her hard and fast. She moaned as I did that. Her asshole gripped my dick. Her wonderful bowels held me tight as I fucked into her asshole again and again.
Ooh, yummy.
Groaned Tina, her voice half muffled.
Yummy nummy creamy nummies.
That's right.
Squealed Sherry.
My breasty milk is so nummy good.
Yes, it is.
I groaned, pumping away at her bowels.
I'm so happy.
She gripped my cock with her hot asshole. She squeezed down on me as I pumped away at her. I fucked into her anal sheath again and again. I loved the way she held me. It felt just fantastic to fuck her anal sheath. Her velvety sheath gripped my dick as I buried into her. I plunged away hard. Fast. I nodded to the shoppers passing us as I sodomized my little sister's bowels. I fucked her hard as she moaned. Mom and Tina wiggled their naked rumps, Tina's hands tied behind her back. They both looked so sexy as I watched them. I stroked Cherry's stomach as I pumped away hard at her asshole. Her tight bowels gripped my dick. She held me with her passion. It was a thrill to have her gripping me. I loved that so much. I savored every second of burying into her anal sheath.
Big brother's biggie cock.
She whimpered.
I know.
I groaned.
Shit, I'm going to explode in your bowels.
Yippee.
It was an absolute delight to fuck into her bowels over and over again. I loved this. I savored this so much. I fucked into her anal sheath hard and fast. I groaned, my nuts swelling beneath the pressure of her asshole. It was incredible to fuck her in front of all these uncaring strangers. People should be able to just fuck in public. Why should anyone care? It was so freeing to bugger my little sister. I pounded her hard, my nuts brimming with my load of cum. I was just waiting for her asshole to go wild around my dick. To have her anal sheath going wild. That would be fantastic. I stroked her belly as she whimpered. Mom and Tina nursed. Those two bimbo sluts moaned as they suckled down my little sister's breast milk. The melony aftertaste remained in my mouth as I fucked Tina hard.
Shit.
I groaned, burying into her anal sheath.
Big brother.
Gasped Sherry.
Purr.
I buried into her asshole and groaned. Her bowels went wild around my cock. She suckled at me. It was an incredible rush to have her hot anal sheath suckling at me. She was so amazing at it. Just so good at nursing at my bowels.
Fuck.
I groaned and slammed to the hilt in her writhing bowels.
Shit, shit, shit.
I erupted into my little sister's asshole. I flooded her with blast after blast of cum. The pleasure shot through me. Stars danced before my eyes. I groaned, shoppers passing us by with their shopping carts. The beeps from the checkout stands echoed around me. I shuddered, the pleasure slamming through my body. I groaned, loving that ecstasy crashing into my mind. Stars danced across my vision as my little sister's bowels convulsed around my dick. She suckled at me, squealing out in delight.
Fuck, that's good.
I groaned as I flooded her bowels with all my cum. The pleasure swept through me as her asshole convulsed around my dick.
Damn!
I fired the last of my cum into her bowels as my phone dinged for the last time. I shuddered there, my dick buried in her asshole. Mom and Tina were still happily nursing from her, just drinking all that yummy breast milk while Cherry quivered in delight. Like with Mom, I dropped 20 crystals on public sex perk, burning me to 565 bimbo crystals. I had all three of them leveled and with their exhibitionist perks unlocked. It was a good day. The last thing we needed to do was actually buy the groceries we came here to purchase. I pulled my cock out of my sister's asshole and stuffed it back into my pants.
Okay.
I said.
Stop nursing, we have to get all the stuff we need to buy. Righty.
Mom said and darted to the cart.
Lots of goody things for us to buy. Like candy bars.
Squealed Cherry.
And marshmallows and sugary cereals and licorice.
She paused.
Why is licking rye so goody?
I rolled my eyes as Mom said.
No. We are buying good and wholesome food. You girls need to eat right to have lots of energy to fuck Eric and me and yourself and Eric. Let's go.
That's right.
I said, shocked to see her taking charge like, well, a mommy bimbo. It was then that I realized I was missing one of my bimbos. Mrs. Waters. I had unleashed her to slow down the store's manager. She must have wandered off.
That was great.
I glanced at Mom as she was heading to shop with Cherry skipping alongside them. Did I dare trust my mom and Cherry to shop? Mom was heading for the grocery section with an intensity I had never seen in a bimbo. No, it was like when one of my bimbos went to her job. They couldn't be distracted.
Okay, so I would trust them.
I clutched the leash and said.
We have to find your mom, Tina.
Oh, noes.
She gasped.
Where is she?
I rolled my eyes.
That's why we have to find her.
I shook my head and headed off into the store. She was a bimbo who wasn't locked. She could have sex with men, and she loved being gangbang. I had a sinking feeling I knew where I would find her. Either in the back of the store where customers weren't supposed to go, or in the men's room. I tried there first. The store had more than one men's room, so I tried the one by the grocery section. I walked in and heard gasping. moaning. The slap of flesh on flesh. There was Mrs. Waters with a cock in all of her holes, some guys waiting for their turn.
What the fuck are you assholes doing?
I barked.
Stop fucking my mother right now.
She's your mommy too? Gasped Tina as the guys fucking her stopped.
Calling the police.
I said, pulling out my phone.
Hey kid, she wanted it.
One guy said as he pulled his cock out of her asshole.
We just gave her what she wanted. She was already being fucked when I walked in.
Yeah.
The guy she suckled on said.
Mrs. Waters, get your ass over here right now.
I snapped. She ripped her mouth off the guy's dick, her cunt still working up and down the third guy lying on the bathroom floor.
But I haven't come yet, Eric. Please, please, let me come.
No.
Come now.
I snapped my fingers and pointed before me.
Fine.
She pouted and pulled her pussy off his dick. I grabbed her dress and shoved it on her. The guys had already fled. I walked out and found my mother shopping with Cherry still around her. So I had them all together. Mom stocked the shopping cart with more than enough food to feed us for a week. Lots of healthy things. She was so into it. Hardly a bimbo in this one department. We checked out. I paid with Mrs. Juarez's credit card and headed home. Groceries were put away, and Mom made us the best fucking turkey sandwiches of all time. I don't know if it was the ingredients or just that special mommy bimbo touch, but they were fantastic. I grinned when I spotted the taxi dropping Barbie off from her time whoring herself out today. She popped out of the front of the cab, licking her lips from paying the cabbie. She wore her slutty cheerleader outfit just dripping in cum. She skipped right up to the front door, her blonde hair flying behind her. She came inside and looked so delicious. She rushed up to hug and kiss me, but she had some of the cabbie's jizz on her mouth.
Hey, shower!
I said.
Get cleaned up.
Oh, right.
She said and flounced off. I smiled and looked at my account. She had made $11,650. I turned it into bimbo crystals, adding 292 to my total. I now had 857 bimbo crystals. Such relief swept through me. Even spending the 60 bimbo crystals on those perks today, I had enough. I needed 729 for my next bimbo.
Mrs. Mayers,
I said as I headed for the back of the house. Her backyard yoga was about to begin.
MMM, you are going to put on a show for me.
The Bimbo Ep 15 Bimbifying the Teasing MILF. Eric Murphy. I had the credits. It was time to claim that naughty MILF who did her hot yoga in the backyard every day at this time. I had wanted to claim her as one of my bimbos. I was so thrilled to do this. My cock was so hard. I reached the fence and climbed up it, using the framing on our side to reach the top. I popped my head over the top to find Mrs. Mayers in her yoga pants as usual. She was bent over, her ass aimed right at my house. The gray fabric hugged her rump, molding to the curves of her delicious butt. She stared at me between her thighs, her short bob of auburn hair swaying around her face. Her large breasts were held in a sports bra, gravity pulling them toward her face. She was in great shape. Just a gorgeous woman in her 40s. A hot MILF.
You're not watching from your bedroom window,
she said, holding the pose. I grinned at her.
Guess not.
MMM, you're such a bad boy. She straightened up and stared at me over her shoulder, her eyes flirty and hot. I gripped my phone in my hand.
Always gawking at me when I'm doing my yoga. So you like me looking at your ass?
I said. Do I? She asked in this mysterious and playful way.
You're always aiming that ass right at my window.
I climbed up more.
I can come over and watch up close. Really see how great that ass is.
She arched an eyebrow at me.
What do you think you're doing, Eric? You're the one who wants me to come over there and fuck you.
I said.
That's why you're teasing me every day.
She burst into laughter. It was mocking. I'd feel humiliated if I didn't have my phone with the Bimbo app ready to be used. She shook her head and stared at me like I was a stupid, little kid who didn't understand the world at all.
So, you're just a cock tease then?
I asked, a surge of anger still rising in me. I kept climbing up and dropped over the fence. She planted her hands on her hips and hissed.
Get lost, Eric. I let you watch before because I didn't care, but now you're being even more of a little creep than normal.
Little creep, huh? I said as she glared at me. I aimed my phone at her.
You think you can get away taking a pic of me?
She demanded, marching at me.
I'm going to rip that phone from you then have words with your mother.
I smiled and tapped the screen to make her my next bimbo.
I think you'll find she doesn't care. You'll be sucking my cock like she does. You little fuck.
I hit yes. A big smile spread on her lips as all the anger melted away. She bounced in place, her boobs bouncing in her sports bra.
You're a widow little fucker, yay. I want to be a fucked by a widow fucker. Ooh, that sounds like such funny times.
Yes, it does. I said as I just spent 729 bimbo crystals which dropped me down to 128 of them. That was tens of thousands of dollars to make her into my willing fucktoy. It was so worth it to have Mrs. Mayers as mine. She squeezed her big boobs through her blouse. She squeezed her tits, this wicked gleam in her eyes. It was such a thrill to see her looking like that. My dick twitched so hard in my jeans. I was so ready to just take her hard, but first.
Let's see some naked yoga, Mrs. Mayers.
I said.
Get naked and start taking poses. I can tots do that.
She squealed like a girl half her age. She bounced up and down, her boobs heaving in her sports bra, her bob of auburn hair bouncing around her face. She ripped off her sports bra. Her big, heavy tits spilled out and slapped together. They rippled from the impact. I groaned at the sight of seeing her boobs. I had jacked off so many times standing at my window watching her do her yoga. Just stroking my cock while standing at my window and witnessing the hot sight of her going through her yoga poses. And now here she was stripping for me. I no longer had to imagine what she looked like naked. Nor what it would be like to fuck her. She shoved off her yoga pants next. Like I knew, she wasn't wearing panties beneath. I thought she had a shaved pussy though, since she always had such a clear camel toe. Instead, she had a landing strip of auburn hair leading down to her thick pussy lips. Shit. I groaned as she worked those pants down, her boobs swaying beneath her. She stepped out of them and popped back up.
Yoga time!
She squealed and flashed me the V for victory sign. She then bent backward. I shuddered at this one as she planted her hands on the ground, her pussy aimed right at me. Her boobs quivered as her stomach faced the sky. I didn't know how she was so flexible to do that, but it was such a hot sight. I ripped off my t-shirt and shoved down my jeans. My cock popped out and bobbed before me as she held the pose. Part of me just wanted to step up and slide into her pussy. After all, I did own her. She was my MILF now. I loved this app. I shuddered to think how much Bimbo number 8 would cost. I mean, Jesus, that had to be a lot. A few thousand. I didn't care though. I wasn't sure I needed more bimbos. 7 was enough. I had my 3 favorites and 4 that would make me so rich. Before I could step up and fuck her, she went into a handstand. She just pushed up with her legs and had them thrust at the sky. I stared at that perfect ass. I moved around her, her boobs landing toward her face, forming delicious mounds, her nipples pointing hard at me. She flexed her toes as she stayed upright.
Ooh, ooh, all the blood is gushing to my brain and making me feel all dizzy-wizzy.
She squealed.
Ooh, ooh, so then I do this.
She brought her legs down again, pointing her ass at me as she was in that A pose she'd held when I walked up. Her cunt dripped juices just a foot away from my cock. She stared at me between her thighs, a big, empty-headed smile on her lips. I couldn't take it any longer. Still gripping my phone in my hand, I stepped up and pressed my dick against her twat and thrust into her pussy. I sank to the hilt in her snatch, reveling in the warmth of her cunt around my cock.
Little widow fucker!
She squealed as I sank to the hilt in her snatch.
Ooh, ooh, but not widow. No, no, you're so biggie. Ooh, ooh, Eric is such a biggie fucker.
Yes, I am. I groaned. God, she had such a fantastic twat. She felt amazing around my dick. Just an absolute delight to have her cunt wrapped around my dick. I savored finally being in the married MILF. She had such a wonderful twat. She gripped me with that magnificent cunt. I was in pure heaven. I drew back my hips, savoring the way her twat gripped me. She held me tight with that hot snatch. I pumped away at her snatch. I thrust into her cunt over and over again. I fucked Mrs. Mayers hard and fast, loving her twat around my dick.
Ooh, Eric is a biggie fucker who's fuckering my pussy!
Squealed the MILF, still bent over, her butt cheeks rippling from the impact of my crotch.
Yes, I am a big fucker.
I groaned, stirring up her cunt.
Damn, that's good pussy. That's a fucking amazing cunt. Yes, yes, you're a tight one. Your husband must be a little fucker. A widow fucker.
She moaned in agreement.
Ooh, ooh, I love your dick so much. Just love you, woovy, love it.
I grinned as I fucked the MILF. I pounded her cunt hard and fast. I thrust into her again and again. She had such a fantastic twat. I loved fucking her. I pound her hard and fast. I thrust into her snatch with everything that I had. It was a thrill to ram into her like this. I pounded her over and over again. It was a thrill to pound her. I fucked to the hilt in her snatch again and again. I pounded her with everything that I had. I loved fucking her. I savored her snatch wrapped around my dick, her hot snatch gripping my cock. It was heaven to finally be in her.
God, I've wanted to fuck you for so long.
I growled as I pounded her.
Ooh, ooh, me too.
She moaned, her pussy clamping down on me.
Oh, really?
I grinned at those words. I fucked her hard and fast, churning up her cunt.
How long?
She blinked.
Since I got all naked. I wanted you to fuck me as I did all my posies and was flashing my pussy at you and hoping you would all fucky me with your biggie fucker. That was so long. Like a few minutes. And I was wet and itchy and hot and juicy and needed your biggie dick and my cunt just all fucking me. Like this.
She clamped her pussy down around my dick. I loved thrusting into her cunt over and over again. I pounded her over and over. I loved how she gripped me. Massaged me. I shuddered, savoring that delicious snatch. I hurtled toward coming in her snatch. I wanted to flood her pussy with everything that I had. It would be just perfect to have all that pleasure surging through me. I shuddered, enjoying that hot passion around my dick.
Fuck, fuck, fuck.
I groaned.
That's perfect. You love that, don't you? You love my big dick fucking your pussy.
Oh, so muchy. She moaned.
Ooh, ooh, my pussy is feeling so amazing and your biggie dick is churning me up and I'm gonna come.
Yay. Yay.
I love cummings. It's the bestest.
Fuck yeah. I groaned, my nuts slapping into her clit heavy with my cum. I would spurt all my jizz into her twat.
Oh yes, I'm going to come in your twat.
Just flood your snatch with my spunk. I thrust into her hard and fast. I fucked in her twat with force, loving every moment of hammering her twat. It was an incredible delight to fuck her like this. To pound her cunt with force. I savored how amazing it was to have her pussy wrapped around my dick. Just fantastic to fuck her like this. I enjoyed every moment of hammering her cunt, my nuts slapping her twat. Her married pussy gripped me as I hurtled toward my orgasm. She squealed as I buried my dick into her cunt.
Biggie fucker!
She gasped as her pussy went wild around my cock.
I'm cummies!
I shuddered as Mrs. Mears's cunt writhed around my dick. The MILF's hot pussy spasmed around me in such an exciting way. I loved this so much. I savored that pleasure rippling around my dick and suckling at me. My nuts tightened as I drew back my dick, her pussy suckling at me. She nursed at my dick. I shuddered as her pussy rippled around me. It was amazing to feel her doing that. I thrust back into her cunt and smiled and groaned in delight. I erupted into her cunt. I pumped blast after blast of my cum into her pussy. I flooded the MILF with my seed.
Yes, yes, all your biggie jizz flooding my twatty.
She gasped, her pussy rippling around me. Sucking at me.
You fucking got it.
I growled as I pumped more and more of my cum into her snatch. I loved how she suckled at me. It was a fantastic thrill to have all that pleasure firing out of me. I savored that heat rippling around me.
Shit!
I fired my cum into her cunt over and over. I basted her twat with all that jizz. I shuddered at how amazing it was to fill her snatch up with my spunk. It was a fantastic rush. A big smile spread on my lips as I left her soaking in my cum. My seed filled her womb. I splattered her cervix with my spunk, flooding her uterus. She was my MILF. I owned her sexy ass. Her cunt rippled around me as she squealed out her pleasure. I groaned, gripping my phone in my left hand.
Shit, that's good.
I groaned.
Oh damn, that's so fucking good. So fucking good.
She purred.
Ooh, you're such a biggie fucker with all that biggie jizz in me.
Yay.
Yeah.
I said. Get on your hands and knees now.
I have to fuck that ass.
Ooh, anal.
I love you it up the ass.
She slid forward and popped her cunt off my dick. She landed on her hands and knees before me. Her butt cheeks rippled together in such an exciting way. I loved how they quivered like that. It was a sight to behold. One that made my dick so hard. A big smile spread on my lips at the sight of her like that.
Come, come, fuck me up the ass.
Ooh, I need it so much.
Yeah.
I said as I dropped to my knees behind her. You're going to love my big fucker pounding your tight asshole. I will woovy it so much. She wiggled her hips, her butt cheeks jiggling. It was such a hot sight to witness. This was all my fantasies come to life. I pressed my dick into her butt crack, smearing the pussy cream on it down her crevice until I found her asshole. I pushed against her back door. The MILF tossed her head, her auburn hair swaying around her face. She squealed in delight as her anal ring widened to take my dick.
Yes, yes.
She moaned. I woovy it up the ass. Ram that biggie fucker into my naughty waddy asshole. I want it so muchy. Fucking anal slut. I groaned as I drilled against her anal ring. I pushed against her as I loved how her back door stretched open for me. I thrust harder. She squealed when I popped into her velvety bowels. I sank into her anal sheath as she trembled there. My cock slid deeper and deeper into my bimbo MILF's asshole. I reveled in sinking to the hilt in her. She was all around me. Hot and tight, massaging the crown of my cock. I bottomed out in her bowels. My balls rested on her taint. That felt perfect. Just what I needed to feel. I loved that so much. I savored having all that hot bowels around my cock. It was perfect. Just the delight that I needed.
Damn.
I groaned. Oh damn, that's perfect. That's just perfect being in your asshole, Mrs. Mayers.
Ooh, I know.
She threw a look over her shoulders. I'm perfect. Just so hot and sexy and gorgeous and stunning and perfect. That's me. I grinned as I drew back my dick. Her anal sheath clung to me, massaging my cock with that wonderful flesh. I savored the pleasure racing down my cock. I thrust back into her. I buried to the hilt in her bowels. I savored her hot flesh massaging my cock. It was perfect to have her bowels around my dick. Just fantastic. I fucked her hard. I pounded her anal sheath with force. She moaned and gasped, her head tossing as I buried my dick into her bowels again and again. I fucked her anal sheath hard. I pounded her with force, reveling in this pleasure wrapped around my dick.
Shit.
I groaned. Oh shit, your asshole is so fucking tight. It's the bestest, bestiest, best asshole. She moaned. Oh ooh, I will be your biggie fucker fucking me. Pound me.
Yes.
I buried into her as my phone blared in an alarm. It vibrated in my left hand. I plowed to the hilt in her and swiped the screen to unlock it. The app was open with big, red letters flashing across the screen. Jealous husband approaching. This was why I had kept a hold of my phone as the sliding glass doors banged open. Mr. Mayers, a tall and fit man in his 40s with blonde hair, marched out. He was the type of guy that ran marathons. His eyes fixed with outrage at me. He burst into a run.
What the fuck?
He bellowed, murder in his eyes. Stop raping my wife, you fucking creep. He's fucking me, honey. Whimpered the MILF as I tapped my phone. Make Nathan Mayers into a cuck?
Yes and no appeared.
I smashed yes with my finger so hard I could have cracked my screen. He stumbled to a halt just moments from slamming his fist into my face. He stood there as I slammed my cock back into his wife, blinking. Confused.
Oh, you're clearly not raping her.
he said, his cheeks growing red as I pumped away at his wife's bowels.
No, 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 he's fucking my asshole with his biggie fucker and I woovy it,
whimpered Mrs. Mayers, her asshole clamping down on my dick. Easiest 20 bimbo crystals I had ever spent. I was down to 108, but I didn't care. This was just awesome to fuck his wife before him. I pounded her anal sheath as he stared down at us, his cock swelling in his slacks.
Damn, that's good.
I groaned, fucking his wife's ass.
God, she's tight. Do you ever fuck her asshole, Mr. Mayers?
Yeah. He said as I pumped away at his wife's bowels. She loves anal. I woovy it all, so much.
She moaned, her asshole clamping down on my cock pumping away at her.
Ooh, ooh, and it's so woovy with a biggie dick. Ooh, ooh, he's got a hugey fucker, honey. Just so hugey and biggie and thicky.
I groaned as I fucked her asshole hard, savoring pounding the slut wife before her husband. I ran into the bimbo milfs with hard strokes. I thrust to the hilt in her anal sheath, loving how she squeezed around me. She gripped me with that amazing flesh. Her velvety sheath held me in just the right way. It was a fantastic delight to fuck her bowels. I plowed into her with force. I buried to the hilt in her again and again. It was an incredible rush to take her before her husband. I tossed my phone onto my jeans. I didn't need it any longer and slid my hands up her boobs. I grabbed her breasts and squeezed them. I massaged them as I pumped away at her asshole, reveling in how soft her tits were. Just so much fun to play with.
Biggie dicky in my butt, moaned Mrs. Mayers. I woovy a biggie dicky in my butt. You hear that?
I grunted to her husband as I fucked her bowels hard and fast. I plowed to the hilt in her anal sheath.
She loves my big dick.
Yeah, her husband said, massaging his cock through his pants like a good cuckold. I thrust into her anal sheath. I reveled in her cunt squeezing around my dick. I shuddered, savoring that hot asshole around my cock. I fucked into her bowels hard and fast. I thrust into her asshole, reveling in that wonderful hole around my dick. She massaged me with her delicious flesh. I savored every second of fucking her. I loved every last moment of pounding her. It was such a thrill to fuck her before her pathetic husband. To make this MILF mine.
Shit, shit, shit.
I groaned, massaging Mrs. Mayers's big boobs.
MMM, your wife is going to come so hard on my dick. So hardy hard.
Squealed the bimbo MILF.
I woovy dovey his biggie fucker. It's so awesome in me.
Yay.
Gonna cummy on him. Ooh, ooh, Nathan, I'm gonna cummy on him so hardy.
Good.
He groaned, squeezing his cock through his slacks. I ignored him massaging his dick like that as I pumped away at her bowels. I fucked her anal sheath with force. I thrust to the hilt in her bowels over and over again, the pressure in my nuts growing. Her flesh swelled the ache at the tip of my cock. I ached to come in her. I drove into her bowels over and over again. I fucked her hard and fast. I loved the way she squeezed down on me. I savored how delicious it was to bury into her bowels again and again. It was fantastic.
Ooh, ooh, that's so goody.
She moaned.
I woovy being fucked by your biggie fucker. Eric. Eric. I woovy you.
I love you too, slut.
I growled.
God, you're my bimbo whore.
Yay.
She squealed, her anal she squeezing down on me. It was so very awesome to bugger her before her husband. I loved it so much. I savored pounding her. She moaned, clamping her bowels down on my dick. I savored that delight. I fucked her anal sheath hard and fast. I plowed into her again and again. It was an incredible rush to fuck her like this. I thrust into her anal sheath with force. I buried my cock over and over into her bowels. She squeezed her asshole down around me, moaning louder and louder. Her head tossed.
Cummies!
She squealed.
Ooh, ooh, such big cummies.
Yay.
Her asshole convulsed around my dick. I groaned, squeezing her big boobs as I pumped away at her bowels. I savored the way her flesh spasmed around me. She suckled at me with such passion. I shuddered, savoring every moment of her bowels spasming around me.
Fuck.
I groaned and buried my cock into the bimbo wife's asshole. I erupted. I pumped blast after blast of my cum into her anal sheath. I flooded her with my cum. I spurted over and over again. I flooded her bowels with blast after blast of my cum. I erupted again and again. I groaned as I flooded her asshole with all my jizz.
Shit.
I groaned as I pumped her anal sheath full of my cum.
Oh shit, that's good. Goody greedy good.
Squealed the MILF, her anal sheath writhing around my cock. I kneaded her boobs as her bowels suckled at my erupting dick. I pumped my cum into her hot anal sheath. It was such a delicious moment to have her bowels massaging my shaft. I groaned, the pleasure slamming into my mind again and again. I reveled in this. I loved every second of pumping her bowels full of cum. I loved this passion. It was a wonderful moment. I savored every last second of filling her bowels with my spunk. I reveled in this moment. Stars flashed across my vision.
Shit, shit, shit.
I groaned as I pumped the last blast of cum into her bowels. I shuddered, savoring that delight. I filled her anal sheath up.
Fuck, your wife has a great ass.
She does. Mr. Mayers panted. Does she ever suck your dick clean after you fuck her asshole? I asked as I slid my cock out of her bowels. I rose to my feet, my naked toes flexing in the grass. He shook his head.
She'd never do something that degrading.
Mrs. Mayers, suck my dick clean of your ass right now. I commanded.
Okie dokie.
She said and turned around.
I woovy your biggie fucker oh, so muchy much.
I'll sucky it all nice and clean.
Looks like she would for me then, I said, grinning. His wife kissed the tip of my dirty dick. I shuddered at the softness of her lips on it. Then she flicked her tongue around it. A wave of heat washed through me from that naughty touch. It was perfect to feel sliding around my dick. Just what I needed. She moaned.
Such a naughty hottie flavor. Yummy.
She swallowed my cock, her lips sliding over the crown off my cock. I savored her warm mouth engulfing the tip of my dick. Her cheeks hollowed as she suckled on me, polishing my pull clean of her asshole. She was so wicked. I groaned as she nursed on me. It was a fantastic delight to have her buffing my dirty dick clean. She swirled her tongue around my shaft and bobbed her head up and down my cock. Her husband watched with such envy, groping his cock through his slacks. Mrs. Mayers worshipped my cock with her hot mouth and nimble tongue. She suckled with passion. I groaned at the force of her suckling. Pleasure shot down my shaft and soaked through my nuts. I loved every second of it.
Fuck, that's good.
I groaned.
That's really, really good. Shit, yes. That's just perfect. She's really gobbling my knob. You see that?
He swallowed and nodded, his eyes so wide as he stared at his wife suckling on my dick. The naughty bimbo milf polished my pole with her hot tongue and plump lips. She bobbed her head, her auburn hair swaying around her face. My nuts twitched, reveling in the pressure of her suckling. She nursed on me with such force. She brought me closer and closer to coming. It was a wild time to have her working her mouth up and down my cock. She suckled at me with passion. The pressure was incredible. A big smile spread on my lips as she worked her mouth up and down my cock. She loved me with passion. I savored what she did to me. I groaned, loving this so much. She knew what she was doing. She worked her mouth up and down my cock. She suckled on me with all that passion. I savored every second of her sucking on me. She nursed with passion on my cock. I loved building and building toward my orgasm.
Goddamn, look at your wife loving my dick.
I groaned.
I am,
Mr. Mayer said.
She's really into it. So fucking into it.
I groaned.
Goddamn, she's just a slut for it. Wow, that's good. That's really, really good.
She winked at me as she danced her tongue around my cock. The bimbo milf swelled the ache at the tip of my dick. I shuddered, the pressure building. My nuts twitched as she loved me. I slid my hand through her short bob of auburn hair. I gripped a fistful as I hurtled toward my orgasm. She nursed on me with everything that she had. She loved me with that hot mouth. It was a fantastic treat to have her suckling on me like that. It was perfect. Just what I needed.
Shit, shit, shit.
I groaned.
Wow, you're driving me wild. I'm going to dump my cum into your mouth.
She moaned around my dick, suckling so hard.
Do it.
Her husband panted.
Cum in her mouth.
Yes. I panted as she suckled hard. I gripped her hair and growled.
Get ready, you cock-gobbling slut.
Oh fuck, your mouth is incredible. Keep nursing so hard.
Fuck.
I erupted into her mouth. My cum spurted over and over into the milf's warm, wet mouth. My back arched as the pleasure slammed through me. Ecstasy crashed into my mind. My thoughts reeled from the ecstasy. I reveled in every second of this heat. I loved every moment of the passion surging through me as I dumped my cum into her mouth. She gulped it down while her cuckold watched. I shuddered with each spurt of cum.
Shit, shit, shit.
I groaned.
Oh damn, that's good. That's so good. Shit, that's amazing.
I erupted again and again. I pumped her mouth full of my jizz. She swallowed it all down, moaning as she did. I shuddered through the pleasure. Ecstasy slammed into my mind. My thoughts reeled from how fantastic this felt.
Damn.
I groaned.
Oh damn, that's so good.
She suckled on my cock to nurse out the last spurt of my cum. It was wonderful to have her suckling with passion on me. I shuddered, my eyes rolling back in my head as she loved my cock. It was so amazing to have all that pleasure washing through me. I panted as I dried up. My phone beeped as she kept sucking on me anyways. I pulled my cock out of her mouth with a wet plop. She whimpered as I did that, my cum dripping down her chin. I had overflowed her mouth.
Nice.
I snagged my phone and saw she had leveled up. I knew what I wanted to give her, DP lover bimbo. I wanted to make her a yoga bimbo at level 3. I couldn't wait for that moment. I turned around to her husband, a thought bursting into my mind.
So, Mr. Mayers, who's your best friend?
I asked.
Hank,
he said without hesitating. I grinned.
Call him over here to fuck your wife with me. She likes having a dick in both her holes. I do,
whimpered Mrs. Mayers, wiggling her hips. My cum dripped down her thighs and coated her butt crack.
I want to have biggie fuckers in my pussy and my asshole. I wovey it so much. I just know it'll be oh, so much fun.
Okay, Mr. Mayers said. He pulled out his phone and swiped the screen. In moments, he held it to his ear.
Hey man, can you come over?
A pause.
Yeah, right now. It's important.
Why?
Well, so you can fuck my wife.
What? I heard that answer loud and clear as Mr. Mayers winced.
I mean it, man. I want you to come over and fuck my wife with her.
He glanced at me.
Owner.
With her owner, he said.
That kid Eric, that's always watching her doing yoga.
He owns her now, and he wants you to fuck her with him.
Yes, yes, I want to have your biggie fucker in me, Hank.
Mrs. Mayers squealed.
I heard you have a biggie dicky.
really stretched my friend out when you were dating her. Please, 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 come over and fucky me.
So you'll be right over? Mr. Mayers asked, sounding eager.
Well, he was a cuckold.
Great man.
That's really great.
Okay. Cool.
He hung up the phone and glanced at me.
He'll be here in a few minutes. He doesn't live far away. It sounds like he's always wanted to fuck my wife.
Of course he does. Mrs. Mayers squealed as she stood. I'm such a haughty wife with big boobies and a plumpy booty and a tidy cunty, and I'm just perfecty perfect.
I slapped her on the ass. She jumped and giggled, a red handprint blossoming. I grabbed her rump and pulled my newest MILF to me. I headed to the open sliding glass doors and headed into the mayor's house for the first time, her husband trailing after us. My cock was so hard. Just so ready to give this MILF what she craved, two dicks in her. She would be another bimbo whore. I moved us into the living room and decided to fuck her sitting on the couch and having her ride my dick. I glanced at the cum on her face and squeezed her rump. She smiled at me, her eyes dazzling with delight.
Go wash your face, I said.
You have cum on your lips.
Ooh, yummy.
She squealed and darted for the bathroom, more of my jizz leaking down her thighs. I had overfilled her pussy. I sank onto the couch as I heard her in the downstairs bathroom. The faucet turned on. The doorbell rang a moment later. Mr. Mayers darted to the door and opened it. A stouter, middle-aged man stood there with brown hair graying in spots. He was Mr. Mayers' age but didn't keep in as good shape.
So, you're really going to have me fuck your...
Hank's words trailed off as Mrs. Mayers bounded naked out of the bathroom and rushed over to me. His jaw dropped as he watched her big boobs bouncing.
Holy shit! I washed you my face, Eric!
The MILF said as she straddled me on the couch.
See?
Her lips gleamed wet. I hadn't expected her to prove that she had cleaned her face by kissing me. Her lips melted on mine. I groaned as she kissed me with her passion. This was insane. My dick twitched beneath her as Hank watched on.
Shit, I'm going to fuck your wife so hard!
Hank said as he ripped off his blue and red striped polo shirt. He tossed that aside and shoved off the khaki slacks he wore.
Oh damn!
I broke the kiss with Mrs. Mayers. Her lips kissed at my cheek as I groaned.
You fuck her ass while she rides my dick. She's going to love it. She loves cocks in both her holes. Woovy dovey it!
She squealed as she bounced on me.
Ooh, I want Eric's biggie fucker in my pussy and Hank's in my asshole. No more widow fuckers for me, Nathan. Just biggie dicks.
Yes, honey. Groaned Mr. Mayers as his friend shoved off his boxers and his cock popped out. Mrs. Mayers shoved her hand between our bodies and grabbed my cock. She held me tight. I loved her raising my cock to her sloppy pussy lips. She pressed me right into her folds. I smiled as she plunged her twat down my dick, swallowing me with her hot flesh. I groaned as in her big boobs bounced before my eyes. I buried my face into her soft boobs. I loved them around me. It was so hot having those soft mounds rubbing into my cheeks. I breathed in her delicious scent, a mix of salt, flowery perfume, and her tart cunt.
Damn, I am really about to fuck your wife's asshole, Hank said as he moved into position. Please, please, fucky my asshole with your biggie fucker.
The bimbo MILF moaned as she bounced on my lap, sliding her cunt up and down my cock.
Fuck.
I groaned at that wonderful massage. Hank moved into position. She squirmed on my lap as he drilled against her anal ring. Her cunt clamped down on me while I just enjoyed being between her lush tits. She had such great boobs. Her moans grew louder and louder.
Fuck, fuck, fuck,
groaned Hank.
Oh damn, I'm doing it. Shit, I'm sliding into your wife's asshole.
Yeah, Mr. Mayer said. I heard a chair creak as he sat down then a zipper rasp. In moments I heard the sounds of him stroking his cock. I ignored that and just focused on his bimbified wife's big boobs around my face. I rubbed my cheeks into them as she squealed in delight, her body shuddering. Hank fucked her. He rammed his cock into her bowels, his crotch slapping into her rump. She squeezed her twat around my dick and slid her snatch up my cock. I groaned, loving the feel of her pussy gripping me like that. She held me tight with her cunt as she worked up my cock. Her hot flesh gripped me. It was an incredible rush to have her massaging me like that. It was fantastic. She plunged down my dick. I loved how she took my dick like that. It was an incredible rush to have her massaging me like that. She gripped my cock with her wonderful flesh. She massaged me with it. I loved how she did that.
Fuck.
I groaned.
Oh damn, that's really good.
Thanks. She moaned.
I would be having your biggie fuckers in my holes. It's just so right. So right to right.
Yay. She rode my cock, her big boobs jiggling around my face. She moaned as Hank fucked her asshole. We were both enjoying her body. Both loving what she did to us. It was a fantastic thrill to have her squeezing about me like that. I enjoyed it so much. I pulled my face from between her tits, savoring this pleasure. It was an incredible rush having her hot cunt working up and down my cock. She massaged my dick with that hot twat while Hank fucked her bowels.
Yes, yes, yes.
He groaned.
Oh, I have wanted to fuck your wife's tight ass for some time. She's such a fucking cock tease.
Right. I groaned as that hot twat worked up and down my dick.
She is. Such a fucking cock tease. She did yoga in the backyard knowing I was watching. I knew he knew it.
She moaned.
Ooh, ooh, El Woovy making men all hard and achy and wanty to fuck me. I just never let them. I should've. Men need to fucky me.
Yes.
Hank groaned, thrusting hard into her. I felt his strokes rocking her body. Her boobs jiggled as she plunged down my cock.
Fuck yes.
You do, honey. Panted the cuckold as she jacked off to his wife being double-teamed. Mrs. Mayer squealed in delight as she worked her cunt up and down my cock. She massaged me with her wonderful twat. I loved how great it was to have her cunt squeezing down around my dick. It was a fantastic treat to have her riding me. She worked her cunt up and down my dick. She held me tight with her wonderful cunt. I savored how she gripped me. It was a thrill having her pussy massaging my dick. She massaged the crown of my cock as she enjoyed being double-fucked.
Ooh, ooh, two biggie fuckers fucking me is the bestie best.
She moaned, her breasts bouncing before my eyes.
Just keep hammering my booty hole, hanky wanky. Ooh, ooh, I wovie it. And riding my owner's biggie fucker.
She cupped my face and kissed me. Her tongue thrust into my mouth. She swirled it around. I loved that feeling. I savored it as she kissed me with passion. My heart pounded in my chest. I loved what she did to me so much. This was the life. I kissed her with passion, my tongue dancing with hers. I loved this. I savored it so much. I flicked my tongue around in her mouth as she plunged her juicy cunt down my dick. She kissed me with passion, her fingers massaging my face. I groaned, my nuts tightening with this pleasure. She broke the kiss and moaned.
Oh, I'm gonna come ease on your biggie fuckers. Come on them, honey.
Groaned her husband.
Yes, yes, just come on them. I'm gonna come so fucking hard.
Growled Hank as he hammered the bimbo MILF's asshole. I loved that. My cock throbbed in her pussy. I loved how she worked her pussy up and down my dick. She massaged me with that hot delight. I groaned, my cock twitching in her snatch. She gripped me, her hips working from side to side as she stirred her twat around me. Her boobs heaved together as her head threw back. She plunged her cunt down my cock as Hank fucked her asshole. She squeezed her pussy around me while grinding her clit into my pubic bone. She squealed in delight. Her cunt went wild.
Cummies!
She gasped as her pussy suckled at my dick. Her cunt cream gushed out and soaked my balls while she quivered on me.
Holy shit!
Groaned Hank as he fucked her asshole.
Holy fucking shit, she's going wild. Fuck! Take my jizz, Virginia! Take it! Yes, she is taking it.
I groaned, savoring that hot cunt writhing around my dick.
Oh yes, she is! Bimbo slut gone wild.
So wildly wild. She moaned, her twat suckling at my dick. The pressure hit the bursting point. I erupted. My cum fired into her pussy. I flooded her cunt with spurt after spurt of my jizz. It was a magnificent passion. I loved every second of this bliss. The heat rushed through me. I groaned, my heart pounding in my chest. I pumped blast after blast of cum into her pussy. Hank flooded her bowels, the bimbo MILF squealing in delight. Her twat suckled at my cock. It was a fantastic moment to dump more and more of my cum into her cunt. I enjoyed every second of that hot twat. It was an incredible rush to have all that pleasure rushing through me. I groaned, enjoying every last bit of this bliss. It was an outstanding rush to have all this bliss hurtling through me.
Damn.
I groaned, erupting one last time into her snatch.
Oh damn, that's so good. That's just amazing.
It is. Hank groaned. I leaned back there, just savoring this pleasure buzzing through me. The euphoria of this moment was outstanding. I was so glad to experience it. A big smile spread on my lips as I lay here. I shuddered, enjoying every second of this pleasure.
Damn.
I groaned.
Oh damn, that's just perfect.
I glanced at the husband who had come, too, based on those wet stains on his shirt.
I want you to take your wife to a bar and find guys to fuck her. Just pimp her out and bring her back to my place by 2 a.m.
Oh sure,
said Mr. Mayers.
Lots of big fuckers in my pussy and asshole.
Mrs. Mayers squealed, her cunt clenching around my dick. I wanted to make money off her as some sort of whore. Maybe there would be something interesting with this path. And if not, I also wanted to speedrun her into being a yoga bimbo. I was so curious about that. If she has a trench coat, grab that for her. I said as Mrs. Mayers slid off my dick. Hank had already pulled out of her and was just looking in awe.
Then just pimp her out.
Yeah,
said Hank.
I'll come along. I could use a drink.
He stared at me.
What the fuck did you do to them, kid? Got 10 grand?
I asked. I wasn't giving the bimbo app out for cheap.
No.
He frowned.
Why?
Get 10 grand, and I'll tell you how I did it. I stood and headed naked for the backyard. I grabbed my pants and t-shirt. I put my jeans on before scrambling over the fence. I headed inside to mom cooking dinner. She was humming away, such a good mommy bimbo who knew how to take care of the family. Mrs. Juarez walked in as I was taking off my jeans. Tina was happily lying on the couch with her hands bound behind her back and her nurse cap perched on her head. Nearby, her mother nursed from my little sister's huge, lactating titties. Barbie was curled up taking a cute nap.
Welcome back,
I told the glory hole slut. She had been servicing men at the bar.
Go get cleaned up.
Yes, me hermosai. She cooed in her bimbo way. The Hispanic teacher rushed back.
Ooh, I have to go and be a stripper and give all the lappy dances,
Mrs. Waters said, her lips coated in milk. She darted out the door. I checked my phone now that Mrs. Juarez was back. She was nearly to level 3 as was Barbie. She had made me $11,450.
That translated into 286 crystals plus $10 credits left over. My new total was 394 bimbo crystals. I checked how much I would need for bimbo number 8. Fuck. I groaned at the number. 2,187 crystals. Did I want number 8? I had everyone in my personal life I wanted. I mean, there was that weather girl on Channel 4 with the red hair and big boobs. Maggie Storm. And a porn star might be fun. Like Chloe Hart with that fresh face, glasses, and her heart-shaped ass. That would be fun. But it would take a lot of work, and having more bimbos than now. Did I really need more? I needed to figure out if I could turn the money my bimbos made into cash. I'd have to check with Mrs. Waters when she came back if I could just cash out. Probably at a cost or something. I thought about that as I nursed for my sister. Then Mom had dinner ready. It was a delicious meal. She really outdid herself with the healthy food. Lemon herb chicken, steamed cauliflower with this wonderful vinaigrette sauce, and a salad that just was the best. I didn't know how Mom did it. She had advanced as a cook while a bimbo. You deserve a reward. I told Mom. I'm going to let you ride my cock and come in your pussy for that excellent dinner, Mom. Ooh, ooh, thank you. She squealed as I rose, my dick hard. Barbie, Tina, and Cherry do the dishes. I want it to be a good job. Mrs. Juarez, I'll be coming for your ass next. They all chimed in as I led Mom to the living room. I sat down and smiled as she straddled me. She just slid her cunt down my cock when my phone rang. I shuddered at the feel of that hot pussy swallowing my dick. My phone blared. Fuck. I groaned as I grabbed it and said. Hello? This is the little putz that owns my daughter? A voice growled. Because I'm getting her back. I want to trade for her. This story is continued in the next part. You have been listening to this podcast on the Erotica Podcast Network. Please visit our other podcasts. Their links are in the description of this episode. To support the free Erotica podcasts, visit our Patreon link. This will allow us to continue providing free content as well as it gives members the ability to request future stories with themes of their choosing. Links for everything are in the podcast description.